much about.
This is a journey into sound.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
And in a quadrennial tradition, I now remind you that the Central African Republic is a republic located in Central Africa. Thank you for that. I said that back in 92 as a joke, and apparently people thought I was serious.
I have a half hour to go, and I'm going to do that half hour because I'm a pro. That's what pros do. I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
What is it?
I've never encountered anything like this before.
Now, can you say the alphabet for me?
Well, a very, very heavy, heavy rotation tonight. We had a very Darison by... Let's go ahead and Terrace Station. Let's go to the bit they haven't picked.
Excellent.
And now...
Hey, so that's a pretty reasonable reaction, huh?
Our feature presentation.
Come, it's a rotation for them and not me.
That was amazing.
Because they do it rarely, that's why.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean show. It's Tuesday morning. Wow.
Okay.
I just found my horn.
New sound effect.
Lisa, where's Boner?
Boner's going to come back tomorrow.
Okay.
He had quite a day yesterday.
Did he?
He was pretty exhausted.
Boner's ugly.
No, he's not at all.
But I mean...
He's adorable. He's the cutest little face.
He's very cute in the ugly category.
No, I disagree. I know you're talking about like pugs and...
Yeah, like...
I don't think...
There are a lot of dogs that are ugly cute.
I think he's just cute.
No?
Lisa brought her miniature deer in yesterday for everybody to enjoy, which was a lot of fun. So, hey, party people, welcome in on a... I guess it's Tuesday now. Here's a bizarre story out of Kentucky. Shelbyville, Kentucky is where this happened. There's a trial going on. You know, I always want to be on a jury, and I rarely get selected. I got... my name finally came up a couple of years ago, and I went down and did not make it onto the jury. I was eliminated in the second to the last cut, I think.
When they realize that you have no peers.
How dare you? Here's the case I'd love to be on, though. Here's a guy who went in... Let me see. How old is he? 64 years old. Went in to be circumcised.
Wow.
First of all, you already got yourself an interesting story right there.
64?
That guy met a lady. Don't you think?
Probably. Yeah, that's probably exactly what happened.
Why don't you do this?
He went in to be circumcised. It was supposed to be a simple procedure to relieve inflammation, is what it was said. Well, when the doctor got in there, he realized that the man had penile cancer. So he cut off a portion of his penis. And what the lawsuit is about is whether the doctor had the authority to... Even though the guy had signed a form that said, hey, you know, unforeseen circumstances, you know, all the surgery forms you sign when you go in.
You
sign
your life away.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. You give the doctor the opportunity to do whatever he needs to do. He's suing because he says he would not have agreed to having part of his penis cut off. He would have preferred to have been woken up and had the opportunity to weigh in on that decision before the doctor proceeded. Doctor said, "Hey, it was cancer, and I thought it was I thought it was serious, and I felt like I needed in the best medical interest of the patient. I felt like I needed to go ahead and remove some of it."
But this guy wanted to be woken up and then said, "Hey, you have penile cancer.
Exactly.
What should we do?" And then put him back under if that's what he wanted.
Well, I don't know how feasible that would have been to do at the time. I mean, it seems like there would have been. Taking quite a while to wake him up. I mean, he probably would have had to reschedule some other surgery. But the doctor thought, in his best medical judgment, that it was serious enough, that it was something that should be considered right there.
Yeah.
It doesn't say why, and as usual, I read the article and want more information, but it says the doctor said he removed about an inch of the man's penis. The rest of his penis was amputated by another doctor later, which makes me wonder if it was even further gone than the first doctor thought it was.
Man.
So this guy is suing for, unspecified damages. And he said, listen to this. Philip Seaton is his name. He describes the moments after being told that part of his penis had been removed. I pulled the dressing down and I didn't see nothing, Seaton said, under questioning by his attorney, Kevin George. Then I came out of the restroom and I said, I'm getting the hell out of this damn hospital. So apparently, it says here, Lisa, apparently he has a wife.
Oh, man.
His wife was in the hospital waiting room. The doctor said he did not consult with her because she had not accompanied her husband to office visits or into the pre-operation area. My impression was she would not be someone that I would ask what he would want. How's
that
this
isn't good for you.
Yeah, no kidding, right? How's this for an interesting case, though?
Yeah, that seems bad. I think you should be asked.
I kind of do also.
Yeah.
But
maybe there's no options, but maybe some people would say, I'm going to live like this until I can't, and then I'm going.
But
who
I
knows?
Mean, this story really resonated with me as a guy who just underwent surgery a week ago and was under anesthesia. And let's say they had, they'd cut into my stomach to fix my belly button, and let's say they would have found a tumor or something like that. Would I feel like I have kind of given them the permission to fix me up if they're in there and they find something that's dangerous to go ahead and take care of that.
They should have put you down. That's what they should have done. You know?
The wife said that if the doctor had consulted her after finding the cancer, she would have advised him to halt the surgery and wake up her husband. It's his body. He should have a say in him. So anyway, right now the trial is going on, so I don't know what the verdict of this is going to be. But this poor guy, this 64-year-old guy who now has no penis, by the way, it was testified that before surgery he initialed a document authorizing treatment in unforeseen circumstances. He had to have the document read to him because he could not read.
This is sad.
But if it was read to him and he signed it,
yes,
then seems like
Bean, if they'd found a tumor in your leg and you woke up without a leg, isn't that something you'd want to be consulted on?
Yeah, I guess so. If they remove a body part,
that is
different than, I guess, just taking a tumor out, I guess. That's why this is an interesting case, though, I think. The doctor's attorney presented four photographs of the man's groin saying, you can see there's nothing there and he doesn't feel like a man anymore.
Well, there was nothing to be done about that. Yeah. I think it was just a matter of letting him know.
Yeah, exactly. So,
wow, that's sad.
I hope there's some sort of follow up. I'd like to find out how would you rule on that, Lisa? It sounds like you say they should not have proceeded to cut the cancer out.
Yeah, I think if it's something that's going to be disfiguring in that way, that you definitely should be notified first.
Yeah. How about you, Kevin? What do you think?
I got plenty, so they can take some. You know what I mean?
You'd just be down to an extra extra large if they took an inch.
Right, exactly.
How often do people have penis cancer?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I haven't really heard of that before.
That does seem bad.
Something new to worry about, boys.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks.
Woo! It's going to be a good day. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
That's not brown rice.
We have comedian Dan Levy on the program today.
Yeah. Yes.
Very funny guy. We have Rob Dyrdek.
Mm-hmm.
Talking Durden. About...
Don't start that.
Don't even start that.
Oh, my God.
Put that name in Kevin's head. He'll be able to say nothing else.
Come on. I haven't made that mistake since day one.
I know. It's been a long time.
He's got a new TV show called Ridiculousness.
What? How many TV shows has he had? He's been in more shows than Kelsey Grammer.
He's got a lot. Mr. Skin will be here, which Bean
is...
I was going to say which Bean is most excited about.
Because he's next to Weird Al, the best man in the world ever.
You have a weird list for the best man in the world ever.
He's doing the top 100 nude celebrities of all time at MrSkin.com. What's better than that?
That's pretty good.
Well, not much.
The only thing better than nudes is nude celebrities.
Yeah, that's true. We also have highlights of Repo Games.
Oh, the best.
Favorite show. Oh, that show rules so hard. So good. And what else do we have? Oh, a little breakfast, perhaps.
Oh.
And I believe today's the last day. I'm going to give away tickets for the Breakfast with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So that is going on as well. We'll give you your tickets this morning. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Tuesday on the Kevin and Bean Show, your final chances at winning tickets for our Breakfast with the Red Hot Chili Peppers coming up on today's Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, coming up right after the top of the hour, Kevin has an ethical dilemma. Well, he's already made his choice. He's going to come to the room and find out if he did the right thing or not.
Just take a vote to see if I'm average or above average. Those are the two options.
How about below average?
Oh, that's
how about below average?
How about C? I choose C.
No, there's no C.
That's on the way here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, it's time for the Showbiz Beat. Ralph Garman joins us. Hey, Ralph.
Before I get to Showbiz News, how about tickets to an event that is the first ever Call of Duty fan experience?
Yes, please.
It's called Call of Duty XP. It happens September the 2nd and the 3rd at Playa Vista. If you attend, here's what you're in store for. The public reveal of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. First time anyone will see it ever because it's going to be released in November, but you'll be the first to play it if you're a Call of Duty XP. You also will get a copy of Call of Duty MW3 when it's released, and you will be entered in a $1 million Call of Duty tournament.
Wow.
You may not be entered in it, but it'll be happening there, so maybe you can get into it. For more details, you can go to callofduty.com/XP. But if you'd like to attend, I have a pair of passes to give away right now to this very special first-time event. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call. First, let's say caller number three, rather. Caller number three. If you get through with that number, you will be attending Call of Duty XP. And you will be the envy of all your friends. And a grateful nation salutes you.
I don't know about
Call
that.
Call of Duty, bitches!
I'm with you.
Yeah!
I'm
support the
that.
Military! Why don't you?
Well,
for once in your life.
I don't think that's what this is about.
Oh, have you ever played Call of Duty?
Yes.
I think it is about the military. I'm pretty sure.
Is,
I think I did a little research.
It's a video game, though.
Is it, or is it real life?
I think it's a video game.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Kevin is practically Al-Qaeda today. What's
I
going
know.
On? I'm saying.
Why do you hate America?
I don't.
Congratulations to Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck. They are apparently expecting their third child together.
Wow.
They already have two daughters, Violet and Serafina, 5 and 2 years old, respectively. I don't know if you've seen the photos, but apparently, in order to protect her newborn baby, Jennifer Garner has given up shaving her armpits.
Oh, no, no, no.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. I don't understand that.
Oh,
I think
no.
You can still shave your armpits and protect your unborn child.
Yes.
But for some reason, she is choosing to go au natural in the pit department.
That's an odd choice. It's not like dyeing your hair or something that would have an effect on the fetus.
Exactly. Yet, saw photos last week of her in the park with her one of her little baby girls, and she was pointing at something and like, oh, look, there's a mulberry bush.
That's not what you want.
Child is going round and round the mulberry bush.
That's not a thing. That's not a thing that's happening, is it?
It's not
Ralph?
A thing, no. As far as I know, it's not a thing. I've checked the thing list.
Yeah.
I looked at the thing trends,
good.
And apparently it has not yet become a thing.
Excellent.
Okay. While we're talking about babies, Kimberly Stewart, daughter of Rod Stewart, she had a baby this week. The dad, Benicio Del Toro.
Oh.
They are not a couple.
Oh, okay.
They were ships that passed in the night, apparently. And apparently one of the ships left a little ballast in the hold of one of the other ships. And now it's all out there. Welcome to the world, baby Stewart. Hear about the fire at Richard Branson's private island?
No.
Mm-mm.
Here's the drawback of owning a private island. No local fire department on duty when your house starts to burn down.
Yeah, I guess not.
There was a lightning storm in the Caribbean last weekend, and one of the bolts of lightning struck Richard Branson's guest home on his private island.
That's not brown rice! Thank you, Mike.
The house went up in flames.
And then just burned, I guess, huh?
It did. It just burned to the ground.
Wow.
But there were guests there at the time.
Oh.
Which is problematic.
Yeah.
Richard, his wife Joan, and his son Sam all ran over to the house to help. They started to evacuate the home. 20 friends were staying with him in that home. What kind of guest house is it when you have 20 friends staying there, by the way?
Wow.
Kate Winslet was amongst them. And according to sources, she was rescued first. And I think that was a wise decision.
The way it should be. If you got an Oscar, yeah, you're first.
That's right. She wears it around her neck, and that's how you can identify her in the smoke. So apparently all is well, except that house is burnt down. I don't know how Richard's going to be able to repair that house, because I don't think he's got that kind of coin. He can just replace the whole building.
Yeah, worth billions.
Yeah. He's just going to move to another island, that's all. I'm done with this one because it's got a building that's burned on it. I'm going to take a new island that's got old new buildings.
Sink that one.
Destroy it. Nuclear bomb. Did you see the video of Ryan Gosling breaking up a fight in New York City?
No. Heard about it. It's really him, right?
Two guys are in an intersection grappling and arguing, and there's a bunch of onlookers, and there's a young lady there who's got her cell phone camera out. She's videotaping the thing. And her and her little girlfriend are laughing and pointing and saying, oh, I can't believe these people are a-holes. And then out of nowhere, Ryan Gosling shows up, looking all ripped and super heroic. And he gets between the two guys like, gentlemen, please. And you can see from a distance, he's like talking to them. And they're like, what's that guy doing? It's Ryan Gosling! And the two girls go crazy and lose their minds. Yeah. So apparently, even in real life, he's a good dude.
All right.
Sadly, he was shot and killed for getting in between the two men.
Oh,
but,
I don't think that happened.
Sad ending. Doesn't have a good ending, that story. But no, they went their separate ways, and he was quite the hero.
Fox, well, celebrities are better than we are.
Yes, they are. It's Tuesday. That means new CDs and DVDs in stores today. Here's what's available. Muppets, the Green Album.
There it is.
This is...
I'm sorry, there what is?
Easy, easy.
It's Muppets, the Green Album. Yeah. There it is.
And we know what it is. It's not there, though. It's just there.
Well, it's over here.
You have it? Are you going to get it?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I already have it. Oh, I was in the recording studio when they were laying the tracks down.
Wait, why absolutely? Where's all this enthusiasm coming from?
Because it looks awesome, because it has My Morning Jacket on it and Weezer on it and OK Go and lots of bands that I really like doing doing Muppet songs.
Various artists doing songs made famous by the Muppets.
Airborne Toxic Event. I mean, there's a lot of really, really good bands on it.
Right, but are they doing Muppet songs?
Yeah. They are, yes.
All right.
The Rainbow Connection, that kind of thing.
Can't wait.
Moving right along. You know all the songs from your favorite Muppet movies. This, of course, gearing up to the big return of the Muppets on the big screen.
Oh, I didn't realize
Jason
that.
Jason Segel's new film. So, yeah, as Bean mentioned, OK Go, Weezer featuring Helly.
Sure.
Or as we call her, Haley.
That's right.
From Paramore. The Fray, Airborne Toxic Event, Alkaline Trio, and other artists. You can pick that up. It's available today. The Red Album by The Game is available today. Black and White America by Lenny Kravitz, also on CD today. Phineas and Ferb, the movie, Across the Second Dimension, on DVD today. Blitz, starring Jason Statham. The Beaver, with Mel Gibson and Jodie Foster. Win-Win, with Paul Giamatti. If you haven't seen Win-Win, by the way, do yourself a favor. Pick that up on DVD or Netflix it or something. Great little film. Henry's Crime, starring Keanu Reeves.
Whoa.
And the greatest story ever sold, Morgan Spurlock's movie about product placement. See what he did there?
Hmm.
It's sold. Greatest story ever sold. I'm getting nothing from Kevin. Just this blank.
Oh,
looks.
Told!
TV on DVD. Gossip Girl, the complete fourth season's available. NCIS, the complete eighth season. That show apparently has been on the air for at least eight seasons.
Wow. Wow.
Judging from this press release.
Bean's dad is the only one I know that watches.
Yeah. Prepare to have your mind blown, by the way. Brothers and Sisters, the complete fifth season's available on DVD.
Yes.
Fifth season for that show.
Right.
What the F? And The Event, the complete series. If you want to catch all the events of The Event, you can watch that.
It's like four episodes.
Yeah, I think so. Today's celebrity birthdays, Kobe Bryant plays, I want to say basketball?
Yes.
Yeah. In Europe, right?
33 years old. Yeah, I believe he's in...
Right now, unfortunately, yes.
He's in Tunisia. I think he's on the Tunisian Rockets. Scott Kahn. Kahn! Actor, son of James Kahn, currently on Entourage, 35 years old today. Ray Park, who was in X-Men Star Wars Episode I. He was Darth Maul, famously, in that film. 37 years old today. Actor Jay Moore. Our buddy Jay celebrates his 41st birthday. Dean DeLeo. From Stone Temple Pilots. Also, Army of Anyone, 50 years old today. And Rick Springfield, 62 years old today. You may want to stay from behind the wheel of your car, Rick, if you're going to have a couple cocktails to celebrate your birthday. I'm Ralph Garvin. I walk the showbiz beat.
How about a new record, you guys? Jeez, how long do we have to wait for the Red Hot Chili Peppers? Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's a decade.
Coming
out
Monday.
Like
it's coming
new
Monday.
Songs. Just saying.
It's coming Monday.
Welcome into the Kevin and Bean Show. Mr. Skin joins us next hour on the show. Also, comedian Dan Levy is going to be here, and our old friend Rob Dyrdek as well. So you're already in line, Kevin, to buy the People magazine with the photos of the Kardashian wedding? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, I was saying I don't get that. Like, I understand, you know, certain music I can see people like, even though I don't. Certain movies I can see people like, even though I don't. I don't understand the wedding thing, because you know it's going to be her in a wedding dress.
Right. We've already seen pictures on TV of her in the wedding dress, too, by the way. It's not like it's the first time it's ever been seen,
but
even if you cared. Yeah,
right, but even if you hadn't seen on TV, it's not that hard to picture a wedding. So
right.
I don't understand the $1.5 million that People Magazine pays for it. But obviously, it must pay for them.
Well, now people love to see her in ads because she's really hot, right?
Well, yeah, of course.
So but this is going to look really hot in a wedding dress, too.
She's going to be more covered up in a wedding dress than ever before.
That's right. True. And every time I'm tempted to look at a picture of Kim Kardashian that's not the sex tape, I have to compare whether it's as good as the sex tape or not. So I always just look at that instead. Well, obviously the wedding happened. You couldn't avoid it over the last few weeks as we led up to this Saturday. Kim Kardashian is now on her honeymoon. I think they're in Rome or something, I heard. But she and NBA star Chris Humphries are married. And, you know, people are desperate for details. People are paying big, big money because, you know, even though they had a superstar celebrity guest list, they were very serious about not allowing cameras or recording equipment or anything like that because they wanted all the details kept under wraps until the People magazine exclusive.
Ah.
But we happen to know somebody who was a bridesmaid at the Kardashian wedding. And, of course, it's Kim's sister, Khloe, who joins us here on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Khloe. It's Kevin Bean. Is this Lamar? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
looking for your wife today.
Yeah. It's early, man.
It is early. I know.
Why are you not calling? We're going to talk.
Well, we had arranged ahead of time. We weren't trying to wake anybody up, but she knew we were going to be calling.
Sorry, Lamar. Oh, here she comes. Oh,
wow. Here comes Khloe. She's a big girl.
Yeah. Hello?
Khloe?
Oh, hi, Ryan and Juliana. How are you?
No, actually, it's Kevin and Bean. How are you, Khloe?
Who?
Kevin and Bean, you've talked to us before, you know, from the radio.
No, but I don't care.
It's not important.
Doesn't matter. Hello?
Hi, we want to talk about your sister's wedding. You were there.
Oh, it was the most amazing wedding ever.
Right.
Was it? Was it great?
Yes. A wedding you'll never be able to afford, by the way.
Well, I don't doubt that at all.
Just us Kardashians can afford those kind of weddings.
Is it true that it was $20 million?
Yes, and worth every penny.
How do you spend that much money?
Have you ever eaten wedding cake made out of gold and rubies?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's delicious.
It doesn't sound good.
I've been pooping precious gems for days now.
How did it compare to your wedding with Lamar?
Oh, well, nothing compares to my special wedding day with Lamar.
Right.
Because our wedding was... It was just different than Kim wanted. We had different visions. Kim had past hors d'oeuvres and a cocktail bar.
Right.
We had troughs.
troughs
of food and just a keg at each table.
I see.
Okay. That sounds good.
It was very different, but it was a wonderful event, and everyone was just talking about the social event of the season.
Sure.
Now, Khloe, a lot of the details have been kept under wraps, as we were saying. Maybe you can share, like, for instance, about the cake. We don't know much about the cake.
Cake was delicious, from what I remember.
Uh-huh.
I swallowed it pretty quickly.
What do you mean you swallowed it?
Well, they had two cakes.
Right.
One apparently was a decoy cake for me.
Okay, I see.
And when I was eating that, they brought out the one for everyone else.
I see.
And there was some sort of snare around it, and that I tripped a wire and a net dropped.
Can a net hold you?
Yes, well, it depends. It was tungsten steel, so I'm assuming they knew what they were doing.
So there was one cake for you and then one cake for the 300 guests or whatever it was.
Yes,
I see.
Mine was a little bigger.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I got you.
But it was delicious.
Sure.
And was there also a reception dinner as well, I imagine?
Yes, there was a dinner for everyone that was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I made sure that I tasted everything personally, make sure it was just right for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I gave, like, whatever was left to the rest of them.
So
I see.
Everyone went hungry?
Yeah, pretty much. They went to In-N-Out afterwards.
How about the bridesmaids' dresses? I don't know much about them.
And
apparently, that's a big deal for the ladies.
Oh, it was very haute couture.
Very what?
Uh-huh. Is that good?
Haute couture.
I don't know what that is.
It was very special for you. Just call it special.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, Kim's dress was made by Vera Wang.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And when Vera and I are in the same room together, there are two Wangs in the room.
I see.
And Kim had two changes at the reception. She wore a wedding dress, and then she had two different costume changes for the reception.
Okay.
Because that's how Kim is. She's all about her. Kim is self-absorbed.
Yeah,
But I mean that in a good way.
Yeah, what do you mean by that? Because I saw that interview that you did where you said that she was self-absorbed, but in a good way. What does that mean?
Oh, she takes care of herself. She goes to the gym every day.
Right.
She gets manicures every hour.
Every hour?
She's self-absorbed, but in the best possible way. She's an attention whore. She's not happy unless everyone's eyes are on her anyplace she is. But I mean that in a good way.
Well, how do you mean that in a good way?
Well, she's just she's a selfish bitch, but I mean that in a good way.
Khloe, are you at all jealous of your much younger, thinner, more beautiful sisters, Kim and Courtney?
No. First of all, Courtney's the older one.
All right.
Oh, is she? I don't know.
It's hard to tell from looking at us.
Yes, you look way older than the others.
No, I'm just more mature.
Mature, right.
Yeah. I started shaving before they did.
Well, it's got to be tough for you to be the thick sister, though, when you see what they look like in the wedding pictures, and then there's, you know, the behemoth that is Chloe.
That's why I was glad that Robin Thicke was performing at the ceremony.
Oh, I did see that, yeah.
So that I wouldn't be the only thick person there.
I see. Okay. Any other secrets of the wedding that you can tell us before the People magazine issue comes out?
Well, Wolfgang Puck did all the food for
right.
the wedding.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And I got to tell you, he is delicious.
He is food what? Is delicious. This food.
Oh, I shouldn't have eaten him?
Oh, Chloe.
No. You didn't eat Wolfgang.
A girl gets hungry.
To eat a chef?
Yeah, well, look. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? That's a good point. Repo Games, one of my favorite new shows.
Absolutely.
Pretty strong.
Got some more highlights. Spike TV, Tuesday nights, 11 o'clock. This is where you don't make payments on your cars, so they send out the repo man, and he takes the car. They put it on a tow truck, and then they play a game, and if they ask you five questions. If you get three of them right, not only do they leave you your car, but they also pay it off. So they pay off how much you owe before and how much you owe in the future, and it's yours free and clear.
That is so great.
Yeah. Now, for folks who've never heard highlights from this show before, you're going to think, hey, these questions are pretty easy. They're gimmies. But you have to understand what's going on in the head of the people whose houses they're at, because they're trying to absorb the fact, A, my car is being repossessed, and then what? Wait, I'm on a TV game show?
Yeah.
So they're in a muddled place to begin with, and they're not really coming up with the answers as sharp as they might.
Now, the first question is a little tougher than most, I think, in this particular show. And the guy is so likable and all smiles. You want him to do well, but you know he's not going to.
An alto cumulus isn't an opera singer. Instead, it's a type of what?
It's a type of gas.
How'd you do in science in school?
It ain't been on my mind.
Yeah.
It ain't been on my mind. It's not an answer to how did you do in science at school. So now the host decides he's going to try and help him out with a little clue.
Okay. Heads in the clouds or something.
Yeah.
Heads in the clouds.
So you're going to go with gas, Byron?
I guess so.
That answer is incorrect.
Oh.
Okay.
The correct answer is cloud.
Cloud. I ain't think of no cloud.
So when someone asks you what your favorite type of cloud is, you can tell them it's a...
Aquacumulus.
Alto cumulus.
Alto cumulus.
Alto cumulus.
Alto cumulus.
Perfect.
He just gave up.
And by the way, it's so funny how the hosts do this. They really are trying to get the person to win. So they oftentimes will throw clues out like that to just try to give him a hand.
He said your head is in the clouds just to try and... get the word cloud into his head, and then the guy says, oh, yeah, I didn't think of cloud.
Freaking Pat Sajak doesn't do that on his show.
So then they decided to take it a step easier. That was too difficult. So that was question one. Here's question two.
What singer showed up to the MTV Video Music Awards in a meat dress?
That white chick. I can't think of her name. I'm nervous now, man, because I know the answer, but I can't think of her name. Uh-huh. What's her name? Yeah, I'm thinking of her name, but it's not ringing the bell right now.
It's not ringing the bell.
Oh, it's too sad for this guy.
It's not ringing the bell.
It's not ringing the bell.
I need something.
Rita.
You're going to take the best guess and say Rita.
Take that answer.
We're going with Rita. That answer is...
Rita.
Come on.
Rita.
Wrong. The correct answer is Lady Gaga.
Gaga. See, it didn't cut to me. It didn't even cut to me.
All right, now, you may not know Lady Gaga.
Uh-huh.
Right.
How is your guess Rita?
Rita, right. Why doesn't any singer come to mind?
Right.
Why don't you think of any, like, just name a singer. You'd be better off than Rita.
Just a random female name.
Right.
Say, Rita, come on.
Rita?
Say Britney, say Taylor, say Madonna, say anything but Rita.
All right, so now he's missed two.
Oh, this is so sad. I want him to win.
All you got
to
do is get three. Right.
Right.
So, but now he's got to go, you know, three in a row.
Right.
And his knowledge of the months of the year.
Oh.
Come on.
Is not full.
Really?
It's not complete.
How many months have the letter E in their names?
E. March.
Good.
December, November, October, April.
March and April.
Say all the months in a row. That might help you.
All right, so now the host is going to say, give them a little help. Start with January, February, March, and go through them. It might help you to think of how many have the E in it.
June, February, May.
That's it.
Seven.
Eight.
I'm going to go with seven, man.
Okay. You changed it. You went from eight to seven. So lucky number seven is your answer, Byron.
Now, this is for the car.
Right.
And he's just, he has no idea. He's just taking a stab in the dark. And but he's still laughing. Like, this is the kind of guy that you love.
Yeah.
Why didn't he take the host's advice and in his mind go January through to December and count how many months had E's? Because really he couldn't name them in order, right?
Yes, of course, yeah. I was going to ask if you really wanted the answer, but that's it, yeah. So, seven, eight.
I'm sorry, Byron, that answer is incorrect. The correct answer is six. February, June, September, October, November, December. You know what I got to do now, right?
Yeah. That's why I ain't looking. Come on. Let's get it over.
Get it over. I'm not looking. Just take the car. And then as he's walking away, he's thinking out loud to himself.
April. But I thought the E was at the end, to be honest with you.
He thought the E was at the end of April.
Oh, my God.
To be honest with you.
Oh, no.
I don't know how. So then they went to Antonio's house in Las Vegas. Antonio is maybe 55 or 60.
Okay.
And the guy explains the game to him.
I'm going to ask you five trivia questions. If you get three of those right, man, I pay off your Acura legend, dude. How's that feel? A game
man,
show.
Man, that feels great. I can go gamble some more if I win, huh? Hell, let's give it a shot.
You ready to play some repo games?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Very excited. Very happy about this.
Wonder why he can't make those car payments.
I can go gamble again. Yeah, there's two reasons why he can't make the car payments. Gambling is only one of them.
Oh.
How's your wife feel about your car getting repoed?
She don't know about it.
Is she here today?
Yeah, that's why I'm hoping you guys hurry this up.
All right, so the wife is in the house. She doesn't know about it, and he just wants to get this moving so that she doesn't.
As long as she ain't nagging at me.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
How did you fall behind on your car?
Hookers, gambling, you know, the usual in Vegas. Hell, I'm not proud. You know, I have my weaknesses.
Don't we all?
Cheap hookers, though.
Amen.
Yeah. The cheaper, the better.
Value.
Well, you know, you got to go downtown. You got to know where to get the value.
Yeah, I thought he was kidding at first when he said hookers. He's not.
He's going into detail now.
And by the way, the cheaper, the better, that's not where you want to scrimp, is on hookers.
Nope. And his wife is in the house while he's having this conversation.
I love him.
So then they're getting ready to start, and he needs to take care of a little personal business.
So here we go, Antonio.
Okay, I'm ready.
You ready?
I think so.
Yeah.
Hold on. I got to adjust myself.
Turns around and adjusts himself.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Okay, let's go.
Antonio has sex with prostitutes, and he just wrote this junk on television.
Yeah, no more shaking hands for the host. So Antonio goes 3 for 3.
Really?
Whoa! And wins the car back. What are the chances of that?
Unbelievable.
That's amazing.
And what's he going to do?
Antonio?
Yeah?
That answer is correct.
Oh,
you won the car back.
Woo! Yeah!
You didn't leave me, baby. Now she can take me downtown for more hookers. Yeah.
We got a winner, man. Go ahead and drop it.
Yeah.
It's all yours, bro.
Right on.
Paid off. No more payment.
I'm going to take this actor down to Fremont Street and find me that tall bitch with no teeth. Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious? And this guy has no problems being on television, by the way, and saying all this.
And saying that.
Unbelievable.
Talk about going for a ride, baby. I'm going to tear that up.
Hey, your wife just showed up.
So that happened.
Why is this show so awesome?
I don't know. But it's on Tuesday nights on Spike, and it's called Repo.
Is Mr. Skin here yet? Where's Mr. Skin?
Dude, take it easy.
DJ Taint, stop being creepy.
Mr. Skin is awesome. He's the best human creepy. In the world ever.
You're the worst human being in the world ever, so you guys should have a lot in common.
Look, I'm happy with Mr. Skin. I like what he does. He provides a good service. But
yes, he does.
He's the best human being in the world ever.
Yes, except for Weird Al, obviously. That goes without saying. But I love Mr. Skin. I'm very excited. He's coming in to talk about the top 100 nude actresses of all time.
Can you not stink it up?
I'm no,
not doing that at all.
You can't not stink it up. That's the problem. Just keep the creep level down.
Can't. There's no creep level here at all. I'm just enjoying it just like the rest of you guys. That's
no,
all.
No, not no. like us at all.
I'm just enthusiastic no. about Mr. Skin's appearance on the Kevin
You're
and Bean Show. That's
creepy
all.
Creepy over the top DJ Taint.
Don't Untrue. Creep it. Do Untrue. Not creep.
That'll be coming up right after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
This is my favorite story of the day. Aretha Franklin loves her some Aretha Franklin. For those who don't know, she is a legendary R&B singer. Has been around since the early 60s. Has had hits through all the decades.
60s, 70s, 80s.
Yeah, just yeah. She's a big deal.
She is
in
a
that,
big
in
deal.
That kind of, and she's a huge, huge woman. But she is the Queen of Soul, they call her. That's her nickname.
Uh-huh.
And they are making a movie about her life, and she can't stop talking about this movie.
Oh.
Famously, I brought this story before that she wanted Halle Berry to play her.
Yeah.
Which said, I bet you do.
Yeah. And Brad Pitt to play me.
Right.
Yeah.
I said at the time that Halle Berry could only play Aretha Franklin if Precious ate her, if ate Halle Berry and then played Aretha Franklin. But she's talking still about this movie, and now she says there is absolutely a director in place. This is my favorite interview ever. But she said, I won't reveal his name.
What?
There is a director that's going to direct the movie of my life, but I won't reveal his name. I will say, though, he's had a few massive hit movies in the past 5 to 10 years, including Ray. Now, she's talking about the Ray Charles biopic that
Jamie Foxx
starred in and won him an Oscar.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. She won't tell us the name of the director that's working on
her. Can we
figure
it out from that?
Yeah. Taylor Hackford directed Ray. That's the guy's name. He wrote, produced, and directed Ray.
Did she think like no one would be able to figure it out?
Apparently, she didn't think we could put two and two together. I'm not telling you his name, but he's had some big hits like Ray. That's telling us his name.
Just say his name.
Yeah. So apparently Taylor Hackford will be the director in place to give us the Aretha Franklin story, which is called Whole Lot of Twinkies. That's the working title. Working title, but they may change that before the movie comes out. I'm hoping they don't.
Probably not.
Yeah.
He did a nice job with the Ray Charles
story.
He did
a great job. He's a great director.
I don't know that there's as much drama to work with Aretha Franklin, but I'd like to see it.
You don't know, man.
I guess not.
You do not know. People still talking about the Kim Kardashian wedding. I heard your little interview with Khloe earlier. It was very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. One of the things people talking about is what a hot mess Lindsay Lohan was at the bar.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Apparently, the entire Lohan family was bending the elbow quite a bit at the reception.
Mm.
Dina had a load on, according to witnesses. And Lindsay was standing at the bar ordering shots for people and herself as people were going around. Just dissolved into a puddle of alcohol by the end of the night.
Wow.
That makes me happy. I only wish he had thrown up on Kim. That would have been maybe that would have been the perfect end of the evening. But
Shots.
Denise Richards was offered a huge role in the season premiere of Two and a Half Men. Clever producers.
Sure. Uh-huh. Ex-wife, sure.
She turned it down. It would have been great for her career, actually, because she's been struggling as of late. But she said she couldn't take the role because she'd never hear the end of it from Charlie Sheen. And that's probably true.
They have kids, right?
Yeah, they got kids because she has to have contact with them. So it was probably the right move on her part. But it must have killed her to turn down such a high-profile acting gig just because the tiger blood would have been flowing if she, if she had otherwise. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear her missing out on that. Snooki's coming out with a perfume.
All right.
You want to smell like Snooki?
Not one bit.
Do you want to smell like Snooki?
Not
Lisa,
even a
do you
little.
Want to smell like Snooki?
I don't think I do.
Not even a little.
Just take a carp and put it under each arm, I think, and you'll be able to smell like Snooki. No word yet on the exact aroma, but guessing it smells a lot like overexposure. Whatever that smells like. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Rick Springfield. Oh, come on with the Rick Springfield.
What does that mean?
Jesse is a friend. Come on, how great is that song? We have to pull a little bit of that. We got to play a little bit of that later on today. That's some good stuff.
Okay.
He is 62 years old. He looks pretty good for 62, I got to tell you.
Yes.
I think he's had some work.
No, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
Here we go.
Where can I find a woman like that?
Oh, it's so good. DJ Taint had that at the ready.
Had that at the ready.
Yeah. He is 62 years old today. Dean DeLeo of Stone Temple Pilots fame is 50. Jay Moore,
celebrates his 41st
birthday. I believe
birthday.
It's Jay Morris, by
I'm
the way.
I'm sorry, that's true. Ray Park, who was in X-Men and Star Wars Episode 1, played Darth Maul famously. In
you said Ghostbusters, too. Oh. Were you racing before, Kevin?
Yes.
Oh, wow, double file.
I'm glad you won.
Double file? I don't think we've ever had a double file before.
I didn't finish.
Oh, yeah, you finished.
No,
you
finished. I didn't finish.
You so finished.
Wow. We went to the third base umpire, and you did break your wrist swinging for that, Kevin.
That's double a strike. File across the sky. You guys are the first double file.
Oh. Scott Kahn, who is in Entourage.
And Hawaii 5-0, too,
and Hawaii 5-0. Yeah, he's 35 years old today. Julian Casablancas of the Strokes celebrates his 33rd birthday, as does NBA star Kobe Bryant. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin.com.
MrSkin.com. That's the website of record for all hot chicks in movies or television shows. If they've ever shown anything good, you'll see it right there for less than a dollar a day. It's a great pleasure of mine to welcome our friend Mr. Skin into the studio of the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. How you guys doing?
Very good.
Hi, Skin. How are you, man? Skin.
Doing great.
You go by Skin? Can we call you Skin?
Of course.
All right.
Absolutely. Mr. Skin, I was surprised as I was boning up, if you'll pardon the expression, on research for this interview appearance today. The site's been around for 12 years now?
Yeah, we just celebrated our Dirty Dozen anniversary about 10 days ago or so. So,
what were the humble beginnings like around the Mr. Skin offices? Did it just start out with you and a PC in your house just posting pictures, and now it's grown into a global empire?
Pretty much. It started with me and one tech guy in a studio apartment in downtown Chicago. And I was just telling Alex in the back room that when I started the website, I remember telling guys that I worked at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, all those guys that stand in the pit and just sit around and chat and BS and stuff. So I told them, I said, boy, this will be great to have this website. You can make a little extra side money while I do my regular job. I never dreamed that when this website launched, it would become a full-time job and I'd be able to do it for 12 years.
Yeah, no kidding. And how many employees do you have for MrSkin.com now?
32 Skin employees at the Skin offices in Chicago.
Yeah. Do you remember what your first post was when you were putting the website together?
Oh, great question. It doesn't quite work that way. It kind of all posted at the same time. I started with 1,000 actresses. So I remember I quit my job in March of 99 at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, literally worked 18-hour days in my studio apartment, and launched
And by work, you mean?
Yeah. Hey, this sounds like a lot of work to me.
Yeah, well, it was, but anyway.
He took a lot of breaks.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's my point.
On August
5 minutes an hour.
Right, exactly. On August 10th of 1999, we flipped the switch, and I started with the nude content for 1,000 actresses. Currently, we have 19,000 actresses chronicled. So over 12 years, well, there's been a lot of nude scenes that have come up since then, but also we've got, our goal is to chronicle every female nude scene in the history of film.
And how far from that are you? Are you caught up or never?
We're getting there. It probably will never happen because, don't forget, every month, week, day, new stuff's happening. Plus, we're trying to get nude scenes from Japan and Russia.
Foreign
I mean,
movies, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're exactly. Doing worldwide.
World Wide Web, yeah.
Wow.
Gotta go for it.
And you also, I imagine every year there's older things that come out on DVD or video that you haven't had the opportunity to grab before, right?
Well, like a great example, well, Blu-ray too, don't forget, because they're releasing a lot of movies on Blu-ray for the first time. Like Fast Times at Ridgemont High just got released on Blu-ray last week, and it has the greatest nude scene in the history of film, 51 minutes in, Phoebe Cates getting out of the pool.
But here's
the thing is, we had pretty darn good DVD quality stills and clips of that scene at our website. Took them all down last week.
Did you really?
Put the Blu-ray up, 6 times the resolution of DVD.
All right.
And I'll tell you what, you don't appreciate Blu-ray quality until you see the Sharon Stone Basic Instinct scene in Blu-ray.
Oh, interesting.
That really shows you what Blu-ray can do.
I got you.
Now, let me ask you this question, and MrSkin.com is the website, of course, if you want to check it out. You can also go to KevinBean.com to see a gallery of great nudes from MrSkin.com. That's up at the website now. Let me ask you this. You mentioned the Phoebe Cates scene, and everybody, every guy especially, knows exactly the scene you're talking about. She's coming out of the pool, and the guy's in the bathroom in his pirate outfit, and he's watching her through the bathroom window. Why, in your opinion, is that the greatest sex scene of all time? There's no lovemaking involved in it. She's even got a bikini bottom on. Why does that rank number one in your mind?
Well, a couple things. Remember, at the time, Phoebe Cates was like the teen heartthrob. All the guys loved her. She was on Teen Beat magazine, and she was like Miley Cyrus's Today to the young guys, or Selena Gomez. So picture one of those girls all of a sudden going in a classic R-rated movie. Like, that movie still holds up to this day.
It does, yeah.
Walking to the camera in slow motion, undoing her bikini top, and having the great Cars music in the background. I mean, there were so many things going on that make that great. And don't forget, Phoebe Cates was pretty darn hot, too.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. Yeah.
All those things kind of come together to make it the greatest nude scene of all time.
Do you have screaming matches in your conference rooms where you're like, no, you're crazy, that can't be number one?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Guys are very passionate about nudity at the office. Yeah.
It definitely, if you see that movie, it does get burned into your brain. You do never forget that one scene, and that's remarkable.
Well, how about this? If you're driving and you hear moving and stereo in the car, what do you think about?
You think about Phoebe Cates in the bikini.
Exactly. That tells you it's a great nude scene.
Yeah. The last time we had you on, you were talking to us about the top 100 nude celebrities of all time, which is getting ready to debut on the site. And by the way, Phoebe Cates comes in at number 18 on the list. Was it tough to narrow it down to a top 100, Mr. Skin?
Oh, definitely. But just to give you an idea how this list was created, I've always thought that, you know, of the actresses that have done great nudity, I'm not talking about side boob or nip slips. I'm talking about the actresses that have gone above and beyond the call of nudity. Who are the most popular? There's so many actresses that have done a lot of nudity, and we've been able to chronicle for 12 years page views, searches, where people link into our website and what pages they link in. So we have all this data.
So you can tell the interest in all of these people.
The skintrist is fantastic.
That's what I mean. Yes.
Yeah. Well, and I've always wanted to be able to show people, because I get asked all the time, who are the most popular celebs? So this is a combination of like star power plus quality of nudity being most important, but then also to put in all this data that we've developed and threw it all into a computer program at our office and spit out the results, no pun intended, but we also did a thing that was really fun. We let, for the last couple of weeks, about 3 weeks, let our traffic vote on their picks over the last 3 weeks. So we factored that in, too, and now we've come up with the top 100 nude celebs of all time, which we just launched at the website.
Well, we're going to talk about the top 10 when we come back in a minute with Mr. Skin, but just to whet your appetite a little bit, listen to some of the ladies in your top 100 that aren't in the top 10. People like Jennifer Connelly, Heather Graham, Anna Paquin, Julianne Moore, Demi Moore, I mean, Sharon Stone, Diane Lane, Uma Thurman. I mean, there are so many hot chicks that didn't even make the top 10. I think people might even be surprised by some of the ones that did, and we'll talk more with our guest, Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com, right after this on the Kevin and Our friend Rob Dyrdek joins us next year on the Kevin and Bean Show. Is there some sort of deal with the devil, Kevin? He's required to have a show on MTV at all times, or what's going on?
No, he does have a new one, though. Starts on Monday night.
It's called Ridiculousness. Also, comedian Dan Levy later on. Right now, our friend Mr. Skin in studio, the greatest human in the history of all people ever. MrSkin.com is the website. The top 100 nude celebrities of all time. And you've got a video up on the top of the site there of the top 10 with your narration with fun facts about all of them, Mr. Skin. Well done.
Yeah, we go the extra mile when it comes to nudity.
What are the criteria for top 100? You mentioned searches on the site. I imagine some of it is also how hot the scene is, how big a star they are, all that sort of stuff.
Quality of nudity, very important. Like if you're Jennifer Aniston or Natalie Portman that have been nude, but it's been brief, you didn't even qualify for this. You had to do great nudity. Your body of work had to be impressive.
Okay. Penelope Cruz starts off your top 10, and you love her because?
Well, she's an A-list star who could be in Pirates of the Caribbean, but at the same time do an art house film where she's naked that no one would see at a theater, but guys would be like, what girl would do this if it's only going to show up on the internet because nobody's going to see it in the theater? But she's been nude in 12 films, and if you saw her in like Vicky Cristina Barcelona, she's still beautiful. Yeah. She's getting better with age, like fine wine.
Speaking of better with age, Marissa Tomei, all I know is every time I see her naked in another movie, I go, this woman's like in her mid-40s, right?
Well, if I did this list like 4 or 5 years ago, she wouldn't even make the top 100 because her first good nudity happened when she was 42 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. When she did Before the Devil Knows You're Dead, she was 42. You look at that body, and Bean points it out, it looks like it's a 24-year-old. Yeah. You know, it's like ridiculous. So
most actresses, by the time they get to 42, though, they go either they're going to do nude or they're not. They don't change at that
right,
point.
Right. This is odd. Unprecedented to be a famous. I mean, she won an Oscar.
Yeah.
And then she did a brief nude scene when she's like 38 or 39. No one saw it, but Before the Devil Knows You're Dead and The Wrestler, everyone knew about it, and she looked great.
Is there something to be said? People joke sometimes about the way to win an Oscar is to do a movie with some nudity in it. Halle Berry, I guess, is one that comes to mind with her Monsters Ball performance. But, mm-hmm. I mean, is there something to that, Mr. Skin?
I think in the past it hurt actresses. I think the big, you know, a lot of actresses felt if they did nudity, it wasn't, it was going to hurt them more than help them. But Halle Berry and Monsters Ball kind of changed that. And Gwyneth Paltrow and Shakespeare in Love also. So I think all actresses should be nude in all movies.
Regardless of whether it fits in the story or not.
Doesn't matter.
PG, G, doesn't matter what it's rated.
Number 8. Here's a classic, and it's still a beautiful woman today, and she's got to be in her 60s. The great Pam Grier.
Yeah, and I don't know if a lot of your listeners know Pam Grier, but in the 70s, she was a drive-in legend. She was a blaxploitation, all those blaxploitation movies. She was so, you know, like movie fans love her so much. Like Quentin Tarantino is a big movie fan. You know, he did Jackie Brown, so, you know, to give her the big break to get her back on, you know, in movies and whatnot. Now she's went to the L Word and stuff like that. But as far as people that come to MrSkin.com, the traffic page views of Pam Grier have been fantastic.
Right?
And it's because, you know, we have a lot of guys that are fans of movies and fans of that genre. Like, they love the drive-in stuff, and she's the queen of drive-in. So traffic-wise, page views, Pam Grier's blown it up. And if you go look at her nude scenes, you'll be blown away.
And I hear black is beautiful.
Oh, my God.
It's boobiful is what it is.
Her body is unbelievable. You don't see bodies like that anymore.
And hers are natural, too, right,
you
Mr.
got
Skin?
It. Yes. Yes. You don't see that size natural nude too often.
MrSkin.com talking about the top 10 of his top 100 great nude actresses of all time. Monica Bellucci, another beautiful, beautiful. She's Italian, right?
Yeah, she's from Italy, and she's been naked in an incredible 23 films.
All right.
Yes. And she's probably best known to American audiences as Persephone in the Matrix movies. But what we love about her is back in Italy, before she was famous, and she's been naked, you know, on both sides of the pond, but in her Italy days, like full frontal, you know, every movie, you know, obviously if you're nude in 23 films, you're going to be naked a lot, but great stuff. She really, she is one of those actresses that is famous, is beautiful, is well known, doesn't care. She'll get naked anytime in some very graphic nude scenes in her career.
God bless her.
Yeah.
Now, number 6 was a little bit of a surprise to me. I don't think about Anne Hathaway as being much of a sex symbol. She always seemed a little squeakier clean to me than that because of Princess Bride and things like that, but you've got her at number 6.
Well, since then, she's really changed it around, and I think if I did this maybe for my 20th anniversary, she might shoot up to number 1 because the more famous she gets, the more naked she gets.
That's true.
And, like, in the same year she hosts the Oscars, now we all made fun about that Oscar, but, you know, she did Love and Other Drugs where
very
she
naked.
Was... Yeah, yeah. The same year. It's like, you're an A-list star, obviously you're hosting the Oscars, you don't have to do nudity, and she did. And also another thing, back in 2005 when she did Havoc, when that movie was in theaters, no one saw that movie, but the word got out that Anne Hathaway was nude. We never had so many emails from guys saying, when is Havoc coming out? When are you going to have it at the site? So guys love Anne Hathaway and continue to do so.
Number 5 is going to upset Kevin a great deal.
I know.
Helen Mirren. And you say in the piece that she has been naked in 6 consecutive decades. Is that possible?
It is. And her first nude scene was in 1969 in a movie called Age of Consent. She was nude in the 70s. We all remember Caligula. 80s, 90s, 2000s, and then in 2006, to cap an unprecedented record in Love Ranch with Joe Pesci, showed left breast. Now, to give you an idea,
not like you identified left. Not right. Just left. Right.
That was good breast.
To give you an idea how amazing this is, we have 19,000 actresses plus at the site. No actress has ever been nude in 5 decades. She's been nude in 6. I don't think we're really rooting for a 7th decade.
No.
But, yeah.
But, 6 is enough. 6 is good.
Yeah, I knew Kevin would feel that way.
Yeah.
Although I believe she did do a sort of nude photo shoot for Vanity Fair just last year. Those pictures of her in the bathtub, if I remember correctly. Well, so she still loves showing it.
You know, a couple years ago, she was in a red bikini and the paparazzi caught her. And everyone was going nuts because she's like in her 60s looking good in a bikini. So she's kept it together. Still looks great.
Pam Anderson, number 4. What can you say about Pam?
Well, she was the Marilyn Monroe of the 90s. And, you know, maybe you look at Pam Anderson now and say, maybe she's lost a few steps. But in the 90s with Baywatch, I mean, remember, it's the most popular show in the world.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because of the great acting. It was because of girls like Pam Anderson jogging in slow motion. And also the greatest celebrity sex tape of all time. But
yeah.
Think back to the 90s. There was no one bigger. And that's when I launched my website, and guys still like to see Pam Anderson.
We talked about Halle Berry a few minutes ago in her Monsters Ball sex scene. She's been naked in some other movies, too. She's at number 3 on your list.
Well, she, obviously a huge A-list star. The movie Swordfish, she's famous for that $500,000 she got extra to show her breasts, and I feel that was money well spent.
Sure.
And, you know, people say gratuitous scene, but, you know.
Yes.
What, right, but how many times would you want to watch Swordfish if that scene wasn't in there, you know?
I mean, time.
Exactly. So, but also, here's another thing. That sex scene with Billy Bob Thornton and Monsters Ball is the most graphic, R-rated, mainstream A-list sex scene I've ever seen.
All yeah. right.
Now, that the sound she's making is sometimes we got to turn the volume down.
Sure.
But
occasionally it's sound down.
Yeah, but she is, it's an amazing for an A-list actress to do that sex scene.
And they're making hate in that scene. Let's not misunderstand. There's no love going on there.
People think that they're really having sex. I get asked that question all the time. Were they really having sex?
The answer? Yes.
Yeah. Well, real quick, before I forget, the Euro version of Monsters Ball, which we have at our website, we have the Euro and the American, is even more graphic and
shows. Wow.
So just point that out.
All right, we literally only have 60 seconds left, Mr. Skin, so we need to wrap up. Number 2 was the biggest surprise on your list to me, and you say she's the most popular searched actress on your site.
Alyssa Milano. Yes.
Wow, really?
It blows me away, and I can tell you, when I launched the website, she was most popular. Today, she's still most popular.
Isn't that, what do you think that's, what do you attribute that to?
Giant cans?
Not really, though.
Yes.
I think it's because, you know, she was on Who's the Boss? Guys saw her grow up. Then it blew them away when she did those movies in the 90s like Embrace and the Vampire and Poison Ivy 2. They were blown away that their little friend from Who's the Boss grew up to look that great naked.
We're going to send you to MrSkin.com to find out who the most popular actress is in the top 100 of all time. Because we're out of time. We got to go. We got Rob Dyrdek standing by. But MrSkin.com is the place that you want to go. We also have a gallery up at KevinandBean.com. It's the best less than a dollar a day you can spend. Am I right about that, Mr. Skin?
Oh, yeah. As you know, we go above and beyond the call for we don't just show you the pics. We have a lot of fun commentary and do our homework so you know exactly where the nude scenes are.
You are the best person in the history of persons, Mr. Skin. Thanks for coming in on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thanks a lot, guys.
How you doing? I'm Rob Dyrdek. I didn't go my senior year of high school and moved to California to pursue professional skateboarding.
I kept messing up and screaming, "F-."
These guys started DC Shoes and asked me to come aboard, and that's when I really started getting into shoe design.
I want to say I get extreme all day, every day, because I'm extreme!
I had a skate shop that lasted about 3 months. That was kind of where I first discovered stay out of retail. Started a hip-hop label.
I like to bring joy. I live a pretty good life. Being in a position to help others live their dream is a great position.
First time in my life I farted myself out of a deep sleep.
You farted yourself awake?
Blew awake in the middle of the night with explosive gas.
Hello, Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah, that's what Rob's about, is bringing joy. That's the one thing we've learned about him. Ridiculousness is the new show. It debuts Monday night at 10 on MTV. Rob, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
What is up, guys? I mean, they're always amazing. It's very rare that I've been getting that twittered at me a lot, like farting myself asleep. And I always,
yes.
I don't remember ever saying that.
Well, you did, and we're going to keep it alive if we can.
Rob, we were joking a few minutes ago when we were talking about how you were coming on the show. There's some sort of deal with the devil that has been made that requires you to have at least one show on MTV at all times. Am I right?
Yeah, you want to know what? It's absolutely insane to me that it's like you could just be you wrote a skit for a skateboarding video in 2005 and it turned into 9 seasons of television and 3 shows on MTV. It's absurd.
Yeah, that's crazy. But tell us about the new one.
You know, it's like a modernized America's Funniest Home Videos, you know, where if they're Folgers, I'm Starbucks, you know. It's like something like, you know, a lot of clip shows are very sketch comedy based. Like Tosh is like, you know, like 7 or 8 videos and super written comedy. Like this is like 40 videos in nice, neat little packages that like me, Sterling, and Chanel just freestyle over for 22 minutes straight.
Who are these co-hosts? I don't know Sterling or Chanel.
Chanel's a receptionist.
Chanel, of course, from Fantasy Factory. Yeah, she's your hot receptionist, right? What about Sterling?
Sterling's just one of our friends. He's actually appeared a lot on Fantasy Factory in this last season, and he's just a really funny hood perspective of these videos for us, you know, and he kind of controls them. So if he sees something or I see something, we can stop and look at it while we're shooting it live, you know.
Gotcha. What kind of videos are you looking for? Is there a theme? I mean, are you mostly looking for videos of people who get hurt or what?
Well, no, it's like that's the whole thing. It just makes you laugh. If it's a baby farting dust or if it's an old man trying to get his balance and falling, whatever it is, you know, it's as long as it makes you laugh and it's some sort of golden moment that could only be found on the internet. Nothing fake and nothing catastrophic, because we all know when a bone comes out, we want to barf, you know, and that's not, this isn't Scarred, you know what I mean?
Please tell us that you have a baby farting dust.
There's a baby farting dust.
All right. Fantastic. Fantastic.
I love that you're talking about showing 40 to 50 videos in a half hour of television, man. We really do live in the age of ADD, don't we?
You know, but it's a fact of, you know, for me personally, that's why I liked America's Funniest Home Videos so well, you know, because it was like videos were the stars. They just played it nonstop. But the problem was half were fake or just not funny.
Yeah.
So that's like for me. You know, and, you know, initially I sold this to them during Robin Big, you know, but they were like, do a reality show. So that's why we did Fantasy Factory first.
Oh, I see.
But, you know,
so this
I
is
read
kind
an
of
article
the back
with Vinny DeBona about, you know, where he had globally licensed and syndicated America's Funniest Home Videos for $1 billion, right?
Oh, wow.
20 seasons. So I was like, okay, I just followed the exact business model. You know, to where, like, built for syndication and built for global licensing. To like, so if it blows up, I'm chasing down Vinny DeBona's Billy.
We won't be able to get Dyrdek out of bed anymore if this show takes off the way he hopes it does. Let's talk about some of the categories. Maybe you can give us some examples of what kinds of videos you would show. For instance, worst case scenario is a theme on your show. What happens in those?
You know, it's just the idea of, You're messing around, like walking on like a thin wire, joking, and your foot gets caught and you slam all the way down and hit your face and fall over. It's like, that's the worst possible thing that could happen to you.
Good times. What about redneck good times?
I mean, this is simple. I mean, America, especially the backwoods of this great country of ours, can figure out the weirdest things to have fun on, whether that's, you know, like, you know, towing a boogie board behind a car in a rainstorm and rock it into your butt. Like, let me shoot it into my pants and see what happens, you know?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite categories because I just speak in redneck voice the whole way through.
Just that alcohol. That's all that category needs.
We're talking to Rob Dyrdek on the Kevin and Bean Show here about the new show, Ridiculousness. It debuts Monday night at 10. I understand, by the way, that you're also going to be having some special guests stopping by from time to time on the show, right?
Yeah, you know, just all the close friends this first season from Knoxville, to Travis Pastrana, because he has so many good, crazy videos of himself. So does Knoxville, and Big Black's on there, and even have Drama on there, and a bunch of people, so it's a lot of fun.
You're opening up yourself now for everybody that you know to email you video links. You're going to have, like, way too many. I hope you have a staff to go through them.
No, I mean, it's... Man, the thing is there's just a global supply. It's like a never-ending gold rush that's all over the world. Like, we have so many ridiculous, like, Eastern European guys, like, trying to, like, you know, ride teeter-totters and pulling a guy off and landing on his face. Like, there's just so many random funny things from everywhere.
Rob, have you ever had a viral video of something that you did, either when you were skateboarding or something that happened on the Fantasy Factory or something like that, where it took off because it was embarrassing and funny to look at you?
Well, you want to know what I never did, but there is a segment where we call that we have whiskey throttle in there, where I whiskey throttled really bad on an episode of Fantasy Factory, and I was so embarrassed that I didn't allow it to go to air.
Oh,
so
pussy.
I put it on this show. Whiskey throttle is when you panic and you turn on the gas, and rather than hitting the brake, you panic even more and hit the gas even more, and you don't stop till you hit a wall. Or
usually that's an old person at a 7-Eleven.
And I was so embarrassed, like, I didn't let them put it on to you. I took it out of the episode. They're like, no, it's funny. I'm like, no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
So I put it on Ridiculous.
That's fantastic. Well, it really does look hilarious. You know, when we first heard about it, I'm sure we had the same reaction a lot of people did, which is, well, we don't really need another show like this, but having read up on it, having talked to you, I see that it is totally different than any of the other shows that are like that. It looks like so much fun, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I knew I was going to get a beating, especially on the Tosh idea, and I'm just getting beaten by, like, dudes with sleeveless shirts on Twitter. But it's, you know, it's the reality of, I just know when it comes out, people will be like, oh, okay, this is just videos. You know, my whole thing is turn it off, turn down the volume, and you'll laugh for a half hour straight. The videos themselves are so funny, you know.
It starts Monday night, 10 o'clock, MTV, and then is that the time slot every week?
10 o'clock every week. And don't forget the Street League Championships this weekend also, Sunday on ESPN2 at 5 p.m. Eastern. Another, my true baby out here, my true passion, you guys know, is skateboarding.
Yep, absolutely. And the Street League is something you've been getting going for a long time, so congratulations on that. And we'll be watching. Next time, try to come in, Rob.
No, you know, I wish I would, but I tell you what, this is the easiest one I've ever done since I'm in New York right now. It's like 10 o'clock out here. You know, rather than coming in on a day I'm not supposed to be there and sneaking past security, I'm getting up at 10 o'clock.
All right, Rob, good luck to you, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, always good to talk to you guys.
Funny man Dan Levy joins us in studio after the top of the hour. I don't believe we've met to Dan before, but he tweets that he's going to be talking about pot brownies and porn coming up. So I'm very much interested in the topic already.
That's your favorite dessert.
That'll be coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Don't forget your chance to win tickets to join us for our Breakfast with the Red Hot Chili Peppers coming up too. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Yeah. You're familiar with the, speaking of porn and internet porn, the UView 2? Are you familiar with the site UView 2?
No.
No.
I think what's it's YUVUTU.
Okay.
It's spelt that way, which is kind of funky, but I believe they call it UView 2.
Uh-huh.
And it is sort of the clearinghouse for amateur home erotica.
Okay.
And you will feel much better about yourself when you watch the majority of people who are making videos and posting them on UView 2.
They shouldn't be?
They really shouldn't.
All right.
And yet they're very out there, and they seem very happy with their bodies and themselves, and they seem to say, hey, world, look at us, do this. And you will see that, and you'll also see that whatever you're doing and you think may be freaky isn't nearly as freaky as you think, because there's a lot more freaky-ass going on out there than you are doing.
Always good to see something like this.
So it really is an eye-opener. It may not be your go-to site for self-pleasuring, but it certainly is an education, I'll tell you that much.
Beautiful.
Look into it, won't you?
Well,
maybe that's what happened here in the Smith household. Breaking news from TMZ. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith have separated.
No!
Bum, bum, bum.
That is shocking.
I whip my prenup back and forth. I whip my prenup back and forth. I whip my prenup back and forth.
But they're perfect people, though.
Uh-huh. Or are they? Are their kids become so annoying even they can't stand them?
They're responsible for their kids being annoying.
Yes, it comes back and bites you in the ass, doesn't it?
Yeah.
This according to TMZ and In Touch Weekly magazine. They've been married for 13 years. Have those two kids, Jaden and Willow, together. And apparently that's the story. Now, keep in mind, this is a tabloid-type story. They're still looking for confirmation from either representative from Jada Pinkett Smith or Will Smith. No one will confirm as of yet. But I'm just giving you the word on the street. This is the story.
So all right.
We'll keep following, and we'll let you know what's going on.
In a related story, Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries have also separated. Apparently, things aren't going well for them after 3 days of marriage, so I feel bad about that. Hey, you know what? Today is the day we celebrate all things new. It's Tuesday. That means new CDs, new DVDs, new TV on DVDs. So I always like to give you the heads up. Gossip Girl, the complete fourth season, is available on DVD today.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
NCIS's eighth season in a box set. You can pick that up. Brothers and Sisters, fifth season.
Uh-huh.
Fifth season?
How can that have been on for 5 years in Lisa's head? And then they release a box, and then a box, a box set.
Wow.
The Event, the entire series of The Event's available. Movies on DVD, Blitz with Jason Statham, The Beaver with Mel Gibson, Win-Win starring Paul Giamatti, Henry's Crime starring Keanu Reeves. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Me either.
Mm-mm.
The Greatest Movie Ever Sold, that's Morgan Spurlock's film. And on CD, new music from Lenny Kravitz, Black and White America, his new album is called. The R.E.D. album, the red album by The Game. And then The Muppets. We were talking about this earlier. The Muppets, the green album. This is various artists performing famous Muppet songs. And Kevin seemed to poo-poo the idea. He seemed to turn up his nose a little bit at the green album, the Muppets album.
I wasn't as excited as you guys. I'll go that far.
Well, how would you like to hear some tracks from the new Muppet album?
I would love to.
This is OK Go doing the legendary Muppet theme song.
It's time to put on music. It's time to light the light. It's time to meet the Muppets on the Muppet Show tonight.
OK, that blows.
All right, that's sucky.
All right, don't get me wrong.
That's
that
not
blows.
Good.
What if they do a hilarious video to it where they drop things into other things, though, that makes them move?
That's terrible.
They do a synchronized sort of dance routine in the video. I wonder if that happens with OK Go. All right, maybe that wasn't the selling point. Maybe there's more to come that we'll like.
All right.
How about Weezer
yes.
featuring Hayley Williams of Paramore?
Yes.
Doing the legendary Rainbow Connection from the first
The Rainbow Connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and me. La-da-da-dee.
That sounds awesome.
All right, that's all right.
Yeah. How about The Fray doing Menomina?
Menomina. Menomina. Menomina.
Menomina.
I'm not sure that needed a remake.
Yes, it did. I love that song.
Okay.
That's a tough song to screw up, although I think Cake has already done the definitive version of Menomina.
Well, don't we all? Yeah. I think that's something we all can agree on. We all hold Cake's version of Menomina dear to our hearts. Oh. Your stitches pop. And Wishing Song, the Wishing Song from Airborne Toxic Event.
I wish I had a house of stone that looked down on the sea. But most of all, I wish that I was someone else but me.
Right. All right. Can I just get the single of Rainbow Connection?
I was going to ask. That one sounded good, too. I like
that. I'll pick and choose.
That is a curious production technique, the artists who sing like they're singing through a walkie-talkie.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's
I'm excited
sample.
About this record, Ralph.
Still?
You enjoy that?
Yes. Yes, yeah, I am.
Your enthusiasm knows no bounds.
Hope they don't sell it by the, you know, you can only buy the album, because then they'll get none of my money.
I think by track may
yes.
be the way to go.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthday is Rick Springfield, is 62 years old today. Dean DeLeo of Stone Temple Pilots celebrates his 50th. Jay Moore, our buddy Jay Moore, is 41 years old. Ray Park. All right, just testing the waters.
Yep.
He's that very popular actor who played Darth Maul in the Star Wars movie,
That's
right?
That's correct, yes. He is.
I don't know who you thought we were thinking of, but no, we were thinking of Ray Park.
He also played the Toad in the X-Men movie. 37 years old today. Scott Kahn is 35 years old, and Kobe Bryant, 33 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman, a walking show is beat.
Hey! 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 8 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Hey, party people, thanks a lot for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Our friend Matt Money Smith will be here tomorrow talking all things sports. It's gotten so bad for Raiders fans that the 49ers don't want to play them anymore. Did you hear that came out yesterday? We'll talk about that.
Fight, yeah.
Also, Jack Osborne will be here tomorrow talking about his documentary about his dad. Kathy Griffin later in the week, actress Zoe Saldana, Mr. Movie Phone, Doug Benson will be here. Speaking of comedians, ladies and gentlemen, he is the Comic of the Year for 2011 at the Young Hollywood Awards. Whatever the hell either of those things are,
right.
Dan Levy joins us.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan.
How's it going? I don't know what those things are either, but I'm glad to be here.
What are the Young Hollywood Awards? That sounds like something that's made up by a website.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like basically me and like the cast of Pretty Little Liars eating brownies and talking about nothing. It was a really weird night for everyone. My brother came. He's like, this is very weird. You got to get out of here.
Well, I guess Comic of the Year gives you something to put on the posters when you do stand up, right?
Yeah, totally. It's like, hey, I won this award that no one heard about. Come on down.
So, Dan, tell us about yourself. How long have you been doing the comedy?
I've been doing comedy for like 10 years. Started in Boston, where people would scream queer while I perform. And,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And now I'm here.
Yeah. Seems like the beginning days of a comedian are always horror stories.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no one starts good.
Oh, no. I remember just like on stage and people be like, you are wicked, terrible kid. You are horrible.
But so, here's what surprises me to bounce off of Kevin's point is how are there still so many bad comedians? Because you would think it is so tough making it in comedy that anyone who wasn't at least good would not have the strength to go on. They would drop out at some point in the process.
You would think so too, but I don't know. People just think they're not as terrible as they actually are. I think that's the problem.
They just believe in themselves, and then they go, oh, that guy that was yelling at me was wrong.
Yeah, it's like, no.
It's like the beginning people on American Idol.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, silence is good. Silence is supposed to be good. I'm different. I'm unique. No, you're bombing. And you're on Vicodin.
Dan has a very funny CD and DVD combo that is out right now that comes from Comedy Central, I guess. Now, is this stuff that, do you have a special on Comedy Central? Is that what I'm looking at here?
Yeah, I did a half-hour special a year ago, and then this album is all new material. It's like an hour of new stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good, because the old stuff I was getting tired of.
Oh, no. I hate this stuff, too, so it doesn't really matter to me.
Tell me about you and your friends, and I get the impression it is just you and your friends sitting around with a laptop making videos, because that's some of the funniest stuff on the thing, I think.
Yeah, it's like me and my buddy, this guy Todd, Shalshoso, we made a bunch of videos for Comedy Central, and my favorite one is Drunks vs. Highs. I don't know if you saw that one.
I did see that.
Yeah. Where I got a drunk guy and a high guy together, and I put them in a gymnasium, and they competed to win nothing.
Sweet.
And it was amazing, because we literally, like, the gym didn't know that we were doing this, so we were, like, taking a guy in a car, getting him really high, and then bringing him inside and go on that beam, and he'd fall to the ground. And we had to get the drunk guy off Craigslist, because the regular drunk guy flaked last minute, so we just, like, hired some drunk guy, and he was, like, just drinking Jack in the corner and then trying to do somersaults. It was amazing. And we didn't hear back from the guy until like later in the week. So my friend is like, he might be dead. I don't know what happened, but we might have lost that guy. Luckily, he signed the forms.
But he's a drunk on Craigslist. I mean,
yeah, it doesn't matter.
Come on now.
This is blowing my mind that those were not actors. Those guys were so funny. I thought they must be comedian friends of yours who were pretending to be drunk and high.
No, they were drunk and very high. It was
That's awesome. Oh, and they probably had no idea they were in a competition either.
No, at one point the guy jumped into one guy just at one point he was just like, yeah. And he just fell to the ground and his head. And we're like, well, I think we have it. It's a wrap.
But, we were talking very briefly before you came on, Dan, about my favorite thing on your DVD that's out right now, which is Blimp Prom. Now, Blimp Prom sounds like one of those ideas you would come up with when you were drunk and high.
Well, jackpot.
What is Blimp Prom? I didn't see that one.
It was this, it's this, it's like, I love that you love this video. It's basically a high school prom on a blimp that gets attacked by terrorists and everyone gets shot. That's the idea. I don't know why you're loving that video so much. It sounds terrible.
Bean's favorite. He's been talking about that as being his favorite.
I know.
It is my favorite.
Bean loves human death.
Exactly.
No, but I love it because first of all, it's so cleverly done because you say you ran out of money. So a lot of the dancing of the prom scenes is just your actors in front of a green screen.
Yeah.
And then the most low budget terrorists show up and all these scenes are missing because of course you didn't have the money to finish it. Yeah. I don't know. It's just surreal. It was crazy.
Yeah. And we got a P.O. box. My buddy Todd's like, yeah, we'll get a P.O. box. And then at the end of the thing, we'll say, if you want to see the rest of the movie, send money. And he's like, man, I'm pissed. No one sent money. I'm like, yeah, no one sent money. It's a terrible video.
Nobody wants to see the end of it.
Now, Dan, why did you tweet today that you were going to be talking about pot brownies and porn on our show?
Well, just because I'm kind of in a U-porn hole right now. I know Mr. Skin was on earlier. I just, U-porn has kind of ruined my chance of ever going to YouTube ever. Because every time I type in you, it's like porn. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what time it is.
Yeah.
Because what am I going to do? I'm a man.
It automatically fills it in.
Exactly.
Go, all right.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not going to go to YouTube and watch like some fat guy lip sync to Beyonce for 25 minutes. I'm going to go to YouPorn and watch some fat guy have sex with a girl who kind of looks like Beyonce for 25
better.
Seconds. And I was on this website, okay, and I don't want to get too graphic here, but I watched like four guys have sex with one girl. One girl, clearly not the best childhood. Four guys having a solid Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday.
Yeah.
And it was all these guys were having, doing their thing. But then there's one guy in the corner just kind of like, masturbating. Yeah. And I'm watching this and I'm like, what is this guy do? This guy is doing the same thing that I'm doing.
But why is he there?
Yeah. And I don't have to be on camera. Like, who wants to be the awkward guy at the gang? I don't know.
Is he in the on deck circle? How does that work? I mean, I don't know if somebody hurts himself, he goes right in.
Yeah, I'm like, who is this guy? And I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, wait, now I'm masturbating. But this guy, I don't want to do this.
Okay.
Who is this guy?
On that note, we need to take a break.
No, that is too, that's, too dis- that's too distracting, actually. You're right about that. Unless it's a super low budget porn site, porn set, and he's this, his own fluffer, maybe. That's the only thing I can think. It's like Kevin said, he's just ready to go in if called.
Yeah, he's like, now, not now. It's like wrestling, I guess. It's like, tag me in. No, I'm here. You need me? I'll be in the kitchen. Look, I'm here. Hello? Want me? Okay. Eye contact.
Always ready.
Dan Levy is our guest on the Kevin and Bean Show. His CD DVD available in stores now is called Congrats on Your Success. It is very funny. You can follow him on Twitter at Dan Levy. We'll return after this on the Kevin. Comedian Dan Levy in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show doing some ferocious air drumming to Rage Against the Machine right there. Well done, Dan.
Oh,
well done.
Thank you. Well, I was at the concert a few weeks ago, so I'm in the zone.
You're at the Muse and LA Rising?
Yeah, I was with my brother, and I was telling you guys earlier, at one point, my brother was like, I'm going to the mosh pit. Hold my glasses and my wallet. I was like, you sound so Jewish right now.
No, you didn't go with him?
No, what? No. I don't want, I got a bad back. I don't want a nosebleed.
He's got no death wish.
No, I couldn't. There was a fire was starting. I was like halfway towards the exit sign the entire time.
What?
I was like, okay, if someone.
You knew exactly where you were going?
Yeah, well, in case of emergency, if someone tries to shank me, during testify, I know where to go.
I think that's just it. That's just good thinking. I'm with you.
I saw the fire and I wish I was over there.
I was for real. I was like, oh my God. And the guy, what's his name, from Superbad, was there. What's
Christopher Mintz-Plasse?
Yes. Yeah. He was there and I was like, okay, well, he'll definitely die first. So I'll jump over him and then I will exit.
You start picking people who you can beat?
Yeah.
I like it.
Dan has a new CD DVD combo available for sale right now called Congrats on Your Success. That is very funny. I heard Kevin talking to you briefly during the song there about your mutual Radio Shack experiences. What's up with that? What kind of a fan club do you guys have going on?
I just don't understand how Radio Shack is still in business. Could someone, Circuit City went out of business. A city of circuits.
Yeah.
No more. And Radio Shacks are still everywhere, and you can't get anything in a Radio Shack. Every time you walk in, it looks like it's just been robbed, first of all, okay? There's like one guy working there who's always 1,000, and all they sell is like that weird robot dog and a beeper. That's all you're getting at Radio Shack.
I've never walked into a store more and come out with nothing more.
It's like, so frustrating.
You walk, and I never heard anybody put this into words, so I was really happy to hear this, because you walk in and you go, I can find a lot here. This is my kind of store. I love it. It's electronics, music, and all that kind of stuff. And then when you walk out, you have nothing.
Yeah, it's like, and their employees always look like very frustrated / suicidal. It's like, hey, do you have, I asked this one guy, I'm like, I'm looking for a digital recorder to record comedy. And he was like, you should go to Target. That's what he told me. I'm not kidding. He said, go to Target. Leave Radio Shack where you are and go shop at a different place.
Yeah.
It does seem like mostly what they have are plugs for things you don't own, right?
Yeah, exactly. And they're always like a few years behind everything. Like, they sell like Walkmans now. And
yeah.
They're just getting to the Discman game. It doesn't make any sense.
And it's also the Radio Shack brand, which no one wants. They want like the good brands.
Oh, my God. And if you make the mistake of buying a cell phone there, then you should really just kill yourself. Because really, I got a phone. I couldn't even get like service in my apartment. I remember like calling. I'm like, I don't serve my apartment. They're like, sir, we can't hear you. I'm like, exactly. That is the problem.
That's my point.
My whole situation here is messed up.
Well, you're going to feel bad when they go out of business next year, which is probably likely to happen.
I'll celebrate.
Dan does a fair amount of stand-up in California and, of course, across the country. But you have a day job now. This is kind of fascinating to me because you're working with Whitney Cummings, who I love so much. You're working on her TV show, right?
I am. It's awesome. I'm writing on Whitney. We're actually taping tonight.
She's so hot.
She's so funny.
What do you want
to do here?
What, 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 Where do you expect this to go, Bean?
I just want to talk about how hot she is.
But she's so hot.
I know.
I know, but you don't understand.
That's not a conversation opener.
But she's so hot.
It's a closer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you know, I don't think she'll sleep with you. I mean, it's just radio, guys.
But what about you, Dan? My question is, you've got the in because you work on the show. Is there any possibility of you getting there or no?
Oh, no, I'm married. No, I'm married. No, I know.
You should have thought about that before you went to work on the Whitney show. Come on.
Yeah, that's no, but I don't know. I don't think we would have sex. We're too good friends. It'd be too weird. Plus,
now,
you know, I want to like get rich with her show. I don't think if I have sex with her, it will totally ruin that.
Don't bring it down.
Now, you as a comedian and as a fan of comedy, you've probably seen a lot of comedians try to fit into the network mold, to try to be on a sitcom that's not quite them. Please tell me that this Whitney show is going to be kind of representative of what makes her great, and this is going to work for her.
Oh yeah, this is going to be awesome. The show is so funny. She's so funny. You know, it's like about her point of view is so specific. It's like hilarious. It's going to be like a sitcom, like a real sitcom you watch, but with like really funny, like edgy jokes, and it's her being hilarious. So it's going to be great.
Oh, I can't wait. And you're also you got a big movie coming out. You're in the Harold and Kumar Christmas movie too, right?
Oh yeah, I'm a very small part in a really big movie.
How small?
I play a TMZ reporter, and I run after Neil Patrick Harris, and I'm like, Neil, is it true? And then I say something else that I forget, but I'm in 3D because I stick the microphone at Neil Patrick Harris, and the microphone will go into the audience, and then he makes out with a dude. So you're welcome, America.
Okay, good. What a random thing for you to do. I mean, are you an actor also?
I mean, I'm not a good actor, but I audition for stuff.
And that's how you got this? You auditioned for this?
No. This actually, Todd, who did Blimp Prom, directed Harold and Kumar 3.
Yeah.
Your favorite movie of all time.
Now I'm excited.
I know, but I don't know if it'll be better than Blimp Prom, but you could hope for it.
That's fantastic. And that comes out, of course, at the holiday season. You can go to danlevyshow.com. That's the website. And I guess right now you don't have any stand-up we can direct people to. Just buy the new CD, right?
Yeah, buy the new CD. Find me on Twitter. And, you know, I'll see you in a mosh pit.
There you go. The name of the CD is Congrats on Your Success. Dan Levy, thanks very much.
Breakfast with the Red Hot Chili Peppers happening soon at a super secret location. Their new album, of course, is called I'm With You. It comes out on Monday. You get a chance to see the band and help us interview the band. And this is it, right? When we say this is it, right?
Your last chance to win. And we challenged Omar yesterday in the meeting. We said, come up with a theme song for Red Hot Chili Pepper Oki. Which is really all we could think of with you calling and singing Red Hot Chili Pepper song. And here's what he came up with.
This is Red Hot Chili Pepper Rocky, where you have to sing like the real Anthony. You will go hang out with our MCP. Just don't be bad, bad, bad and suck like me. Sing it away, sing it away, sing it away now. Sing it away, sing it away, sing it away now. Sing it away, sing it away, sing it away now. Go to the breakfast with the Chili Peppers.
That's pretty strong. I got to be honest. That's not bad.
How do you make a theme song for that? Perfect.
1-800-520-1067. We want you to sing your favorite Red Hot Chili Pepper song, and I guess we're going to probably just pick one winner here because we're almost out of tickets. But it's hard to judge what we're looking for. I mean, we're looking for enthusiasm, exuberance. We're looking for somebody who just moves us, I guess, right?
Yeah. Your performance has to be moving. It has to be great. There's a magic. There's a magic about you.
Let's try Crystal on line one to get us going here. Hey, Crystal, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You're almost running out of chances to join us for Red Hot Chili Peppers. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right. What are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing Can't Stop.
Sing it away, sing it away, sing it away now.
Here's Crystal, ladies and gentlemen, with Can't Stop.
Sing it away, sing it away, sing it away now.
Thank you, Omar. Go ahead, Crystal.
Okay. Can't stop, addicted to the shindig. Drop top, it says I'm gonna win big. Live not a life of imitation. Eastside love is living on the west end. Sweetheart is bleeding in the snow cone. So smart, she's leaving me to ozone. Music, the great communicator. Two sticks to make it in the nature.
Come on.
That's nice. That's really good, Crystal. All right, you hang on. I'm very impressed with that. Wow. All right, let's try Bill. Line three. Hey, Bill, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You ready to sing it away?
Yeah, let's go.
Sing it away, sing it away, sing it away now.
All right. Listen to Bill. What are the chances he's going to bring it?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, Bill.
What are you going to sing, Bill?
I'm going to sing Under the Bridge.
Good. Okay. High energy. Go.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like I don't have a friend. But the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we'll cry.
I thought he was going to flame out much more than
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
not,
that was,
not too bad, Bill. Thank you very much. Very a bold choice doing a ballad there too, because you're in competition with people who are doing some real upbeat stuff. So nice job. All right, let's try Daniel. Line 4. Hi, Daniel. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, how you doing?
A lot of competition for you today, man. You ready to sing it away?
Yeah, of course, man.
Sing it away now. What's your number?
My number is 324.
No. Song title.
It's kind of early.
My friends. All right, let's hear it.
My friends are so depressed. I feel the question of your loneliness. Confide, cause I'll be outside. You know I will. You know I will. Ex-girlfriend caught me.
Okay, all right, fine. Daniel, thank you very much. It's actually good that Daniel called, because now we have a base by which to compare all others to.
A bold choice, though.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, indeed.
A bold choice.
He's first round American Idol right there. Let's try Matt. Oh, he's already hung up. I think he knew. Let's try Matt, line 5. Hi, Matt. Thanks for calling the Kevin to Beat Show. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Very good.
Thank you. Well, you got some tough competition. You got Crystal and Bill in front of you. What are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing By the Way.
Good choice. Let's hear it.
All right. Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a lot of heavy glow. By the way, I'd like to say I'd be there.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Waiting for...
All right. Matt, you have yourself a great day and a better life. Brett is on line 6. Hi, Brett. Thanks for calling Kevin to be... Well, it's going pretty well.
Good. Hey, I'm going to be doing Californication.
Good choice.
Tag a spy from China, try to steal your stolen. With a pair from Sweden, dream of silver screen quotation. Understood that Hollywood sells Californication. Being a surgeon very well to break the spell of aging.
Ring the phone.
Skin, is this your skin or is that royal?
Oh,
aging?
The phone's ringing. I'm sorry. Thank you for the call, Brett. Appreciate that. Let's try Robert. He's on line 7. Almost out of time. Is Robert our last contestant? And we may be getting close here.
We're getting close, yeah.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, man, what's up?
You got some tough competition ahead of you. That's the problem, is Crystal comes out of the gate, and then Bill comes out, and now you gotta keep up.
Well, let's do this.
What song? What song?
Dana California.
All right, let's hear it.
Getting born in the state of Mississippi, Papa was a copper, and Mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging hammer. Price you gotta pay when you pick the spell.
Yep, thanks for calling.
Robert. By the way, thank you for the call. We'll do one more. We'll do Aaron. One of the things that I notice as I'm listening to this is Anthony's lyrics are effed up, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it's almost like he just takes words, you know, out of a hat and just throws them up in the air and just sings them however they land.
But you know what's funny is it doesn't matter. You end up singing them and liking them. And,
right.
I don't know. It's bizarre. All right, let's go to Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good. Thank you.
You're our last contestant. Take us out on a high note, man. What song are you going to do?
Oh, God. I'm going to try Scar Tissue.
Scar Tissue. All right. Very bold. Good luck.
Okay. Scar Tissue that I wish you saw. Casting just to know it all. Close your eyes when I kissed you, cuz with the brother's share.
Not a lot of commitment from Aaron, I think. I think he's just barely wading into the water just with his toes. That's all he's doing there. Look, as far as I'm concerned, if we can swing it, I'd love to hook up Crystal and Bill both. I'd like to give them our last two pair. What do you think?
Hook them up for a date? What are you talking about?
No. I'm saying, why don't we, let's give them both, if we can. Can we give them both tickets? Is that possible?
Oh, my God.
Crystal, you're going to be at the breakfast.
Yay! Bill?
Dude, some girl named Crystal won.
No. Bill?
Oh, that's the wrong line. Yeah, you're there. You're coming to the breakfast. I was trying to hook up Bill. Hey, Bill.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
All right. Congratulations, Crystal. Bill, you're going to be there, too.
Oh, sweet!
Everybody's happy.
Right, thanks for playing the game.
Sing it away now. Go to the breakfast with the Chili Peppers.
Dear Kevin and Bean, this email begins from Todd. Please never, ever, ever play that Sorry karaoke game again. Nothing better than starting off my morning bleeding from the ears. When I visit the doctor now, I'll be sure to get receipts so I can charge you back for what you've done to me. I'm going home now to lie in a fetal position and cry for the horrible things that just happened. It's worse than any stripper that has daddy issues feeling the need to find a clock tower. Thanks for the pain,
wow.
Todd.
Dude.
So he enjoyed the bit very much with the Red Hot Chili Peppers singing, apparently.
What a pussy. That's all I got to say.
Al Pacino.
The great Al Pacino joining us.
And wow.
How exciting. Where's your buddy Ralph with the showbiz beat?
Oh, he's not here yet. I asked him to come in after I'm done. Okay. Did I just go deaf? What happened?
No.
What happened?
You're good.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
Heard something that I didn't. I was, wow. What happened to my ears? Getting old. I got Scarface.
Scarface, your very popular movie from the 70s, right?
Yeah. On Blu-ray.
Oh, awesome.
From Universal Home Entertainment.
Okay.
And I want to give away a copy.
Okay.
Scarface on Blu-ray.
Right.
And a pair of passes to see the movie on the big screen.
Oh, sweet.
Which is where I think people should see it.
Sure.
Wednesday.
Okay.
August. Sorry.
Why do you keep shouting?
August 31st. So if you want to win, call now, 1-800-520-1067. Caller number 5.
Okay.
Why did it take you so long to come up with the number 5?
I had to count to 5.
Okay.
So call now, and you will win if you call number 5.
Do you mind if I give the number? 1-800-520-1067.
Ooh-ah. That's what I said. Maybe. All right. Gotta go!
Can we have
Okay,
Ralph?
Send Ralph in if you see him in the hall.
Back in because...
Oh, Ralph! Oh, time for your little showbiz stories now.
Oh.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Don't let him make
Thank
me feel
you.
Bad, Ralph.
I appreciate that. It doesn't make me feel bad.
It's weird to have an Oscar winner just hanging out in the studio. Just
giving out copies
ready to
of his movie.
Yeah, I guess.
Press is hard to come by these days.
So.
Hey, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith separating.
No!
Yeah, after 13 years of marriage... And after creating two enormously annoying children, they are calling it quits. This coming from more than just the two sources I mentioned an hour ago. It's coming all over the place.
Oh,
now.
Is that right?
And it seems to be a done deal. So
I hope the kids get to go with whichever parent doesn't force them on us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think we're screwed. I think either way, or they're going to be forced. Here's the thing. Will and Jada, Jaden and Willow... I'm guessing you have to go with the one you're named after. So I guess Will will take Willow and Jada will take Jaden so they can just love themselves by looking at their children more.
Yeah.
I blame Willow for all of this. I blame Willow for the separation of her parents.
Really?
It's her fault.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, some kids in a divorce,
it's never
they
really
feel
the
like it's the kid's fault.
Right, but
they
never...
Oh, Mom and Daddy, I feel so guilty. It feels like my fault, and they go into therapy because they feel like it's their fault, but
right,
it's
but
not
it
their fault.
It never is.
Now it's her. But in this case, it is her fault.
Because
you whip my hair back and forth.
I see.
Yeah,
that was the beginning and the end.
It ruins everything for everyone all the time. That's how I feel.
That would break up any family.
That,
I guess.
That ruins everything for everyone all the time.
Wow.
Amy Winehouse. This is odd. Toxicology tests are back.
Okay.
And they found no illegal substances in her system at the time of her death.
None.
That is amazing.
None.
Alcohol was present.
Okay.
And says that it cannot be determined if yet that was a role in her death, but apparently no illegal substances in her system. Shocking.
Maybe that was the problem.
Maybe that was the problem.
Her body got used to running on heroin and coke, and when she didn't have any in it,
went into shock.
It stalled.
Well, wasn't that one of the theories that we heard was being floated by her family, which is that she was detoxing too fast?
Yes. So that may have some truth to that theory. Another theory is I whip my hair back and forth, killed her, which I think is much more likely than the fact she was detoxing too quickly. Bobby Draper is the son of Don Draper on Mad Men.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Show that used to be on.
The show is going to be on again. It's coming back in 2012. Just hold your horses. You don't want to drink the grapes right out of the wine bucket.
I hear that.
I have heard that.
A great
That's
man
true.
Once said that.
No, he was not great.
It is coming back in 2012, and when it returns, it will have a new Bobby Draper.
Now, here, my wife is better at this kind of stuff than I am. We were watching the last season when it was on, which I think was 86, 87.
Yeah, I think something like that, yeah.
And she said, Bobby's different. And I said, no, Bobby's not different. It's just Bobby. It's just Bobby. Bobby Draper. No, he's different. Turns out three different actors have played Bobby so far.
What? How do you not recognize that?
I know.
Of all people?
I guess I'm not paying that much attention to Bobby. The first Bobby was Maxwell Huckabee. He went on to a failed presidential run, you may remember.
I don't think that's the same guy. That's my guy. Different, not related.
Aaron Hart and Jared Gilmore.
Who knew?
I didn't. Jared Gilmore is leaving the show now to take a role on the ABC series Once Upon a Time, a regular role on that show. So he has left Mad Men. So Mad Men will recast Bobby Draper yet again. A fourth young actor will come in to play Bobby Draper. When asked by TV Guide if Gilmore had any advice for his replacement, he said, be careful around January Jones. She's not as approachable as the others.
Is that true?
Little kid said this.
Ooh.
She's really serious about what she does, but everyone else is so nice.
Oh, no.
Bam! Yeah, apparently she's a bitch.
Really?
Yeah. By all accounts. So even little kids are ratting her out saying, don't go near the pretty blonde lady. She's scary.
You know, they can get away with replacing the boy because he doesn't do all that much on the show.
Yeah.
But little Sally Draper has become quite the star. She I think we'd all notice if they swapped her out for another kid.
Well, she's had some excellent. meaty storylines.
Yeah, she's excellent.
Bobby just asks for more spaghetti usually. But the little Draper girl, she's out touching herself and running around with bad boys in the woods and things.
Yep.
She's quite the little minx.
Every time I see those promos for the Playboy Club, it just makes me sadder and sadder that Mad Men's not on anymore, Ralph.
Yeah, trip to Pan Am, too. It's Mad Men. Mad Men in the skies. So we got that going for us. And I told you last week about the David Letterman fatwa.
Yeah. Somebody threatened his life?
A Muslim jihadist is threatening to cut out Letterman's tongue because he made some jokes about the death of a Islamic terrorist recently.
Right.
And Monday, yesterday's show, was the first show Dave's been back since the reports of the death threats against him were released.
Okay.
And so he mentioned it in his monologue, talking about the fact that his audience was more than an audience on Monday night. They were, in fact, a human shield, he said. He also said he was busy backstage looking through the CBS life insurance policy to see if he was covered for jihad. Dave mentioned he wished he had a nickel for every time someone threatened to cut his tongue out. The first time was during the Academy Awards that he was hosting. But my favorite of Letterman's monologue jokes last night was this one.
Now, State Department authorities are looking into this. They're not taking this lightly. They're looking into it. They're questioning. They're interrogating. There's an electronic trail there. But everybody knows it's Leno.
It's Leno! That's who's making the threats. It's Leno.
Are you a little bit surprised that he addressed the jihad instead of just being kind of afraid of it?
Nope. This is the guy who the next day went public with his affair on his wife with that girl who was working on his show. Remember?
Yeah.
He is kind of fearless when it comes to this stuff, which is another reason I just love the dude.
Yeah. He likes to get out in front of it instead of catch up.
He doesn't run. Today's celebrity birthday is Kobe Bryant of your Los Angeles Lakers, if you live in Los Angeles. If you don't, then just that guy who raped that bitch in Colorado.
Dare you. Not guilty.
Yeah, okay, so was OJ. 33 years old today. Julian Casablancas. He's from the Strokes. 33 years old today. Scott Kahn. Kahn! He's on Hawaii 5-0 and also Entourage. 35 years old today. Ray Park. Star Wars Episode 1. X-Men? Anything?
Sure.
Any songs?
Nothing.
No, not one. 37 years old. Jay Moore is 41. Dean DeLeo from Stone Temple Pilots is 50. And Rick Springfield celebrates his 62nd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
With the greatest K-Rock sticker of all time, we're calling it. Pick it up at any Del Taco, and you could win a trip to see Coldplay in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Hi, 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 hi.
And a $1,000 iTunes gift card. And an all-new 2012 VW Beetle.
That's right. Ridiculous.
All of that. All right. So it's from the world-famous K-Rock. It is 908.
Nirvana on the way here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Also some Rise Against and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Keep listening for your Breakfast with the Red Hot Chili Peppers coming to a Kevin and Bean Show near you. Right now, the Afro line is on the air at 323-520-AFRO. This is our voicemail. We've got it set up 24/7. It does seem to me that mostly people only think to call us when they're drunk, right?
Drunk or high. Sure. Drunk or high. Bean, you know that clip that you play from Mr. Echo at the beginning of every show?
Yes.
What does he say?
Let me start at the beginning, that one?
Yeah, if you don't mind, let me start at the beginning. Yeah.
Yes.
If you don't mind, I'd like it if you began somewhere in the middle. Thank you very much.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
Now, too much Kevin and Bean Show for him. He'd like us to fast forward a little bit to the part where it gets good.
Start it right in the middle. You know how we always say if you're going to call up with hate, be specific?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to change that and say let's not be so quite so specific.
Are you always wondering what they're talking about when they tell you to shut up? Well, Kevin, you know when you say, what? Yeah, shut up with that. That's annoying. Shut up, shut up, shut up.
What? That's not just me, by the way. It's for the record. It's usually Lisa.
Yeah, I do it.
How many beer mug impressions do we have out there?
Try to guess who I am. Yeah. 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 Oh, still can't guess who I am? How about now? Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Come on, Ralph. Try to add something more to the broadcast, beer mug douche.
Come on. Yeah. Come on. And this guy is making an astute observation as well.
Hey, guys, you've really taken a different approach on the show. I remember listening to Psycho Mike and his whole discussions on the psycho body, on how to get fit and how to stay healthy. And now I'm learning how to get deep-fried butter from Beer Mug. Thanks.
Yeah, it's easier this way.
Mm-hmm.
Not every girl you date is into the same stuff. I mean, sometimes you have to adapt as you go. But by the way, Psycho Mike is going to be joining us later this week for a brand new end of summer edition of the Psycho Body. So you get a little bit of both. I can't wait to see what he says about what Beer Mug's been eating since Mike left the show.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be perfectly happy with it.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm a little late. I'm catching up on the podcast. Was that Lammy? Did Lammy make a return appearance? Lammy, are you promoting your back-to-school drive again? No, Lammy, you're such a good guy. Lammy.
How did Lammy become your nickname, Kevin, if you remember?
I don't know. My wife started calling me that. I don't have any idea how or why. But that, the drive was this past Saturday, and thanks to everybody that came out, including comedian Brad Williams, Bean.
Yes.
Who showed up with his little Mini Cooper. Full of backpack supplies.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And I need to tweet the picture or put it up because he parked worse than anyone I've ever seen in my entire life.
How tough is it to park a Mini Cooper?
Did you guys see the Curb Your Enthusiasm when Larry David was going crazy because the car was a little bit over
yes.
the line?
Right, yes. Right.
Brad, 10 times as bad.
Oh, my God.
He just he takes 4 spaces every time he parks.
It was unbelievable how much space he took with the Mini Cooper.
Did anyone sing the Lammy song while you guys were there?
They did
the Lammy song come up?
Nope.
Because
Lammy. Lammy. They call him Lammy. Nope. Nope. Didn't happen.
Melfon. Melfon.
Not yet.
Yeah, about 4.5 weeks away, 5 weeks away maybe, for the return of Melfon. Can't wait.
Hey, Lisa, have you spanked Boner yet?
I have not.
I think it was a sex joke.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Yes, I have.
Her dog is...
Of course, every day.
Her dog is named Boner.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. this guy, I'm not sure this is the approach that's going to get to Lisa May, but I guess you got to try something.
Throw it out.
He's got... I got diarrhea. Tomorrow when I wake up, I'm gonna have gonorrhea. Lisa, may I go diarrhea in your bedroom, maybe on your staircase. Lisa, I gotta do diarrhea.
That don't sound sexy.
No, it doesn't sound sexy.
That doesn't work, right?
It doesn't even rhyme, really.
Yeah,
not really.
Swing and a miss?
Yeah.
All right. 323-520-AFRO, 24
hours. I got to tell you, Ralph Garman, I think you broke the internet with this Will Smith, Jada Smith story, man. It's burning. It's on fire.
Suckers!
My computer's smoking with all the heat on this story. What the hell?
When I drop some knowledge, people follow, yo!
Is it true? I know you usually don't care about that part, but is it true?
I don't care.
Is what true? Oh, you mean that they're separated?
That they've separated.
Yeah, they could be separated. They could be conjoined. They could be the same person. I don't give a rat's ass. I just go on the radio and make fun of people. That's all I
care.
I'm not really about journalism, not about facts, not about truth. I'm just about the yucks, people.
Well, what do you know?
These are the
what
jokes. I don't dance, as we say.
What do you hear? Who's reporting that they're so?
I heard initially from In Touch Weekly magazine.
Okay.
Then I heard it from TMZ.com. If TMZ.com drops it, I usually feel it's safe to go with because they are right.
Yeah.
As far as I can remember, all the time. Yeah. I don't remember them being really wrong ever. So, yeah, Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith reportedly, after 13 years of wedded bliss, separating. Apparently, their marriage was getting in the way of their dating.
Is that right?
I think that was the problem. Mm. Yeah, sometimes it's.
Are we alleging that someone had someone on the side?
No, no.
Is that part of it?
It's just a joke. Once again, it's just a joke. Yucks. I have no knowledge of what.
Just
what
looking for facts.
What
here.
Drove a wedge between these two people? I know some alleged things I've heard about both of them, but who am I to say? Who am I to say?
Who are you to say?
Who am I?
Is it because he's awesome and she's weird?
What? That could be it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Everything could be it at this point. There have been rumors for a long time that both of them enjoyed the company of the same sex as well.
I've never heard that.
And
about
that their marriage was of one of convenience and image, and they are very close, but maybe not necessarily in the way that a husband and wife are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who knows?
But again, who knows?
Who knows?
There are a lot of speculation. Odds are, we will never be privy to that, because what happens between a man and woman in the sanctity of their own marital bliss is their own.
It should be ours, though. I mean, we should know.
I believe
they
it's Willow.
Tell us.
I'm guessing Willow.
Don't say that.
Right? It is Willow's fault, I'm saying, because she whips her hair back and forth. And
she does do
that's
that.
That's not good for anybody. That ruins everyone's life, that song. And I think it ruined her parents' life. Until they said, I can't believe we created this. We are responsible for this. We have no business being together. This was a huge mistake.
It's like being the parent of a Columbine shooter.
Exactly.
There's no way to go on from that once that's been unleashed.
Only worse. That's how I look at it.
Worse.
Worse, yeah. While we're talking about music, it is Tuesday. That means new CDs are in stores. Black and White America by Lenny Kravitz. That is available for you today if you're a Lenny Kravitz fan. He's a good-looking fellow, that Lenny Kravitz.
Yes.
Yes. The R.E.D. album by The Game. And The Muppets. The Green album featuring various artists. This is a compilation album of other acts, many of which we play here on our show, recording cover versions of famous Muppet songs. So I thought you might be interested.
Nope.
I brought in some clips from some of the music from Muppets' The Green Album. I'm assuming it's The Green Album in honor of Kermit the Frog, right? That's why they're calling
it
The Green
Album. I think so.
He's
on the cover, yeah.
Does someone do It's Not Easy Being Green?
He's on the cover. Bean knows the cover.
Bean?
Yes. Bean Green is done by Andrew Bird, who's a very popular singer-songwriter.
Yes. Here are some of our artists doing some Muppet songs.
All right.
Like the Muppet theme, the famous Muppet theme that started the Muppet Show every week when we would watch. You'd hear the Muppet theme.
Right.
Done by OK Go. It's time to put on music. It's time to light the light. It's time to meet the Muppets on the Muppet Show tonight. All right, not everyone is a gem.
They should add some distortion to that.
What were they thinking?
I don't know.
Dave's like, oh, that's good. That's
Did he really say that?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I love them. It sounds like like the Sleigh Bells. It sounds like that's what they were trying to do, was a Sleigh Bells cover of the Muppet Show theme.
Rainbow Connection, arguably the Muppets' most famous song, done by Weezer featuring Hayley Williams of Paramore. The Rainbow Connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. La-da-da-dee-da-da-da.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
Love that song. Love it. And they do a great version of it. The Fray doing Menomina. 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 Menomina.
Ralph, this probably won't surprise you, but for a long time that was, I think, Bean's favorite song of all time.
I'm sorry, what now?
He loves Menomina. Am I right, Bean?
I do enjoy the song very much. I don't remember it being right there at the top. It's no Wreck of the Edward Fitzgerald, but yeah, sure, Menomina's great.
How can you enjoy the song very much?
Because it's awesome.
It's not even a song. It's like a musical confection. It's a little gumdrop of a nugget of a song. Ass.
And lastly, and perhaps worstly, The Wishing Song by Airborne Toxic Event. I wish I had a house of stone that looked down on the sea. But most of all, I wish that I was someone else but me.
That's the only one I sort of like.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the lesson learned here is perhaps the Muppet music is best left to the Muppets. Perhaps it's not for humans to tackle. Perhaps it's best left to felt people who have their someone's butt hand up their butt. That's what I'm saying.
I just can't imagine pulling out an album of those covers and listening to those songs.
Oh, well, you don't know Bean.
Those people.
You are not Bean.
That's correct.
Hey, remember when I told you that Richard Branson had his guest house burned down on his private island?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that Kate Winslet was staying there.
Yes.
And she was one of the 20 guests in that home. Also was in that home was Branson's mother.
Ooh.
And remember I told you that Kate Winslet was the first out?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out she went back in and rescued his mom.
Wow.
That's a guest.
No.
That is a mother effing guest you want to have at your house.
She should get visitation rights for life to that island.
She should get some cashish from Branson. You know what I'm saying? Saving
sure.
Her mom should be worth a couple mil. I'm thinking.
But isn't this a celebrity saving someone's life? Kevin has to hate this, Ralph.
No, it sounds like she actually did it.
Sounds
though.
Like an actual save.
I just feel like where they slow down and dial 911 and then take full credit for it. It's just BS, PR.
I hate when they pull over and they say, I'm not rock and rolling tonight. I'm staying here with you. I don't like those kind of celebrity saves. Toxicology reports are back on Amy Winehouse. Fascinating results saying that there are no illegal substances in the time of her system at the time of her death last month.
Sorry.
Come on, Anderson. This is not funny.
Not a funny story.
A serious story. Results also indicate that... Results indicate that alcohol was present. Anderson, I'm trying to do a news story here.
It's a serious
alcohol
story.
Was present, but it cannot be determined as yet if it played a role in here. Okay, guys, seriously, a little respect. Don't make me play rehab because I will do it.
Yeah, that's true, too.
No word on whether the alcohol. But here's the thing. They said she was detoxing from alcohol too soon. That could have been the cause of her death, but she had alcohol in her system. So how much could she have been in withdrawals of alcohol if she had it in her system?
Dr. Drew has said withdrawing from alcohol is maybe the hardest thing to withdraw from.
But my point here is she had alcohol
in
her
system, right.
So she was not apparently withdrawing from alcohol.
I don't know.
Plus, Dr. Drew, doctor of voodoo. That's what his
degree
is.
That's not true.
Yes, he's got a degree in voodoo.
It's just not the
that
case.
Is what he practices.
He's a real doctor.
He comes in, he throws
Stop
chicken
it.
Bones at
That's
you,
not
and
true.
Then he draws a circle around your forehead with blood.
He's never done that.
And then he sprinkles ground up conch shell all over you. That's his
None
recipe.
Of that
That's
happens.
His recipe for health.
They don't focus on celebrity rehab, but
no.
He went to the University
he's
of Haiti.
That's
you can
right.
check it out.
Yes.
Stop it.
He went to Papa
you.
Doc U.
He didn't. He's an actual doctor.
Pearl Jam. It's going to do back-to-back performances next month on NBC's Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. How about that?
Great.
Band is performing. It's celebrating, rather, its 20th anniversary, so they're going to perform on Jimmy's show. They're also Cameron Crowe, who directed the new documentary, Pearl Jam 20, about their career, will be a guest on the show. This happens on September 8th and September 9th. You can check it out.
Oh, so he is willing to do some interviews to promote the documentary.
Wow. Wow.
Better party of one.
Man, don't
take
it so personally,
man. I was very excited
about
the opportunity to speak with Mr. Crowe being such a huge fan, but apparently he did not share my enthusiasm for that interview.
Don't take it so personally, dude.
I'm just saying it would have been nice.
Not about you.
Is it that
would
time
have been
of
a
the
lot
month,
of fun.
Bean?
No, just I love Cameron Crowe, and this is a
right.
perfect opportunity to have him on our
right.
show.
I know.
Yet but he declined.
Right,
but
that's
think
okay.
of the audience. Think of the audience.
I think the audience would enjoy talking to the, yeah. hearing us talk to Cameron Crowe about Pearl
Not
Jam,
nearly
though.
Nearly as much as you would have enjoyed talking to him. That's
really?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I just love him so much.
Okay.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Not so much from you.
We'll see if we can get Buzz Aldrin on the phone, make you feel better.
Does he know anything about Pearl Jam?
Let's get the satellite dish guy on.
Satellite dish guy.
You guys can have an in-depth conversation. Hey, look at what time it is. Celebrity birthdays. Rick Springfield, 62 years old today. Dean DeLeo from Army of Anyone, but probably most famously from Stone Temple Pilots. He is 50 years old today. Jay Moore, our old buddy Jay. Celebrates his 41st birthday today. Ray Park from G.I. Joe. Played Snake Eyes in G.I. Joe. Real American Hero.
Can't wait for G.I. Joe 2. It's going to be awesome.
X-Men and Star Wars Episode 1. He is 37 years old today. Scott Kahn from Entourage and Hawaii Five-0. He is 35 years old today. I don't know if you watched the Entourage this season or not, but it's really been strong.
On and off, yes.
It has really good. But the more I watch Scott Kahn, the more it's like watching his dad.
Oh, really?
He's got his dad's mannerisms, and he looks like him, and it's like watching Sonny Corleone all over the place when he acts that kid. 35 years old today. Julian Casablancas from The Strokes is 33, and Kobe Bryant celebrates his 33rd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We've got Matt Money Smith in the studio to talk sports. We have Jack Osborne, who has done a documentary called God Bless Ozzy Osborne. What does he know about that topic, for God's sakes? We have celebrity tippers. You did a story about the worst celebrity tippers?
Yeah, worst celebrity tippers you've ever had.
So we're going to have people who are waiters and or waitresses call in.
Great.
Like that. There's a magazine called I Love Cats, and it features a poetry corner.
Of course it does. Cats love poetry.
So we're going to...
That's well known.
We're going to talk about that tomorrow. And an all-new Bean's Death Corner tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean.